And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
When he was performing oral sex on you, that you said he sure knew what he was doing. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Well, doesn't it take one to know one?
Why would you continue to sleep with Travis after you learned of his child porn issues?
That was not a sign of Travis that he wanted to even exist.
So you think somebody who masturbates to pictures of little boys is beautiful on the inside, right?
I don't think that aspect of him is beautiful at all. I think it's sickening.
You took pictures of the shirt and shorts. Did you take pictures of the Spider-Man underwear?
I didn't want to memorialize boys' underwear, and I didn't want people to know that that was a preference of his and that I was dumb enough to go along with that preference.
Libiamo, libiamo, negliette, calici. Welcome to the Savage Nation. From La Traviata to La Triviata in one generation. That's the state of America. From La Traviata, the opera by Giuseppe Verdi, we have fallen to La Triviata, listening to the ramblings of a sex maniac, nymphomaniac, narcissist, lunatic, man-killer. And we can't get enough of it. So I was laying in bed last night thinking about the show and saying, I'm not going to do the Rand stuff. I'll vote for the guy. I'll take him over Mr. Buick there, the two Buicks of the Republican Party. And I'm nothing against the Buick. It's a popular car. They run well, but, you know, I'll take Rand Paul over the... Nevertheless, I don't want to talk about it. You've heard it all day long. So I'm laying in bed and I'm saying the word Arias, Jody Arias. And I say, why is that name familiar? And I'm saying Aria. So the minute I say Aria, I think of La Traviata, and bingo, did I hit it on the head. Because what you don't know about La Traviata, which we are playing on the Savage Nation, is it opens with a courtesan, a woman who's dying soon, exhausted by her restless life as a courtesan. That's something we don't know about here in America, the courtesan. We think hooker, but we don't know that there was a sort of intermediary status of the woman of that, let's say, genus would be a courtesan. That's a different rung. And I'm saying, okay, so we'll do from La Traviata to La Triviata in one generation. I'm also going to do the TSA gun, a knife thing, insanity. Did you hear that one? Of course you heard that one. It's unbelievable to me. You see, if you'd like to comment on the Jody Arias case and why you're fascinated by it as we did yesterday, where we've gone from the best of times to the worst of times, from La Traviata to La Triviata in one generation. We've already forgotten North Korea threatening us with a nuclear strike because the media doesn't want us to even remember that that happened. After all, we're all protected by Senator Martinez from New Jersey. In between his massages, he's working on that. Why are you obsessed with the Jody Arias trial? I watched it again, then I had to turn it off. I got angry at her. I wanted it to stop. I never wanted to see that she's a psycho. I've decided finally, not only is she a murderer, she's a psychotic. I think that's the fascination for me. It's not the sexuality or the sexual discussions. Big deal. You know what it is? It's that I'm looking at the face of nakedly looking at an openly psychotic woman. An openly psychotic woman who has no idea that she's crazy because of today's iPhone society. She thinks she's a movie star. But I'm not the only one. Behind that innocent smile is the dentata. That's the thing. I don't want to do the whole phrase, but it's the dentata. Every man fears this. Like right now, it's a Friday night. It's 10 after 9 on the East Coast. Guys are already in the bars. What do you think they're looking for? They're looking for Jody Arias. I mean, but they're afraid that behind it will be the knife. Shoots, stabs, cuts his throat, and doesn't remember it. Doesn't remember it. How could she still be on the stand? Why hasn't she been electrocuted? Why was she not found guilty 2 years ago and put to death somewhere, is what we're asking. Is our justice system so wrecked Libiamo negliette calici. Pardon my Italian, it's awful. But what an opera that is. C'è la bellezza in fiori. Play La Traviata while they're calling me at 855. I forgot my number already. I don't know the number. 855-4282? I don't know my number. 1-800-1855-SAVAGE. I'm missing something there. Come on, louder. I want to hear it. Come on, let me have some fun in the Savage Nation today. Let's not get the... I don't want to be a stiff here like one of these conservative stiffs. Everybody knows this aria. Every American knows it. I don't care if you're a Guido who is uneducated. I don't care if you're an O'Reilly, an uneducated O'Reilly, a laborer, or a website operator today. If you hear the aria to La Traviata, you say, oh, I know that. But you don't know it. Now you know it. It's La Traviata by Verdi. Now, why am I playing it? I'm playing it. I'm playing it because it's unbelievably beautiful and it's about a courtesan. And that's why I'm playing it. Why is this show a thriller? Why are you obsessed with the Jodi Arias trial? We did it yesterday. I'll do it again today. And while you're pondering that, I'm going to play something for you about the knives on the airplanes because I still oppose it. I've had people call me and tell me it's a good idea. I don't accept any of it. Play clip 25. Fire away. 25 is what I want.
Nick on WABC in New York City.
Wrong one. We're having amateur hour again. Everyone's too relaxed around Michael Savage. Michael Savage is the TSA fighting terror or abetting it. Don't play anything. I'll come and give you a tongue lashing in the break. See, I don't like this. When I get too nice with the staff, then they make a mistake. WABC, Andrew, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
What really shocks me, too, is the defense attorney that they're saying, okay, she committed the crime, but she doesn't remember it. She blacked out, and they think someone's going to go for that. Like,
no, the jurors are not buying that she has a memory blackout. How could they try that and get away with it? But here's what I don't understand. What does it matter whether she remembered it or not?
Right, she's admitting to it.
She admitted she killed him, so what's the difference if she remembers it or not?
Right.
I mean, what is this about? Is this our court system? It's so twisted and so degenerated that a man-killing lunatic like this has not yet been executed? See, our judicial system is destroyed. The liberal court system has destroyed any semblance of justice in our courts. Everybody sees that now. Thank you for the call. 855-400-7282 is the Savage Nation. 855. Do you have it yet, the thing I'm asking for? All right, I'll play it. Yeah, I know. Go ahead. Try it again.
Nick on WABC in New York City. What's on your mind?
That's not the clip. Okay, you see, I have amateur hour. We have a fill-in board operator tonight on the Savage Nation. I thought I had the regular one. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
You know, it's that time again. Once a year, every year for the last decade, I sit down with author and Swiss America chairman Craig Smith, my friend, to discuss the true state of the U.S. economy and what to expect ahead. Craig and I have been right on the money every year like clockwork. This year, Craig turned up the burner and has boiled down the most critical news and financial trends into the simple truth. Swiss America is offering this confidential interview we recorded. It's free. Free to my listeners on compact disc or downloadable MP3 by simply calling 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN for free. Today, our great nation hangs in the balance. We're on the verge of becoming a perpetual welfare state. Call now for your free copy of the Savage Simple Truth CD and Craig's 31st anniversary newsletter, both free. No one hearing my voice now will be able to say we did not warn you. So call 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN right now for the Savage Simple Truth. Call 800-289-2646. Be prepared.
Hey everybody, Ty Bollinger here. Once again, real life, real stories.
And he discovered Carnivora. was so thrilled with the product that he shared it with his family and his friends and his patients. My dad was a family physician. He was a medical doctor.
Almost all the symptoms were either diminished or gone. Amazing product, amazing results.
It's like an amazing thing having such a profound change in how I feel and knowing that it was the carnivora that did it.
And a lot of patients got better, ranging from immune dysfunction to allergies and infection.
Here's the toll-free telephone number to call to access the Carnivora telecast at Carnivora.com on Tuesday, March 12th, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Call 1-888-694-9666. That's 1-888-694-9666. Once again, 1-888-694-9666. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY to order now.
Is a boat traffic trouble getting to the lower deck. Eastbound 80 at 7th. Some debris blocking the off-ramp there. Eastbound 80 at 4th Street. Stalled car, right lane. Once on the lower deck, eastbound 80 before the island. Another stall. That one in the right lane as well. Traffic is backed up into San Francisco from northbound 101 at 280. Westbound 80 in Panola at Appian Way. Have an accident. That's still blocking the left lane. Northbound 880 still stop and go. Fremont into Hayward. I'm Dave Hoekes, KSFO.
Tim Sullivan from Monarch Retirement Group constantly strives to make your retirement and investing goals a reality.
Monarch Retirement is a company that works to secure your financial future by analyzing and creating portfolios tailored directly for you. We help people prepare for retirement by analyzing what they've done already to prepare themselves and coming up with some solutions moving forward that can put them on track to meet their retirement goals. Tune in every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. for Right on the Money with Tim Sullivan.
Call Tim Sullivan at Monarch Retirement Group toll-free to help navigate your investment future. 866-666-9996. That's 866-666-9996. Or go to monarchretirement.com. Tune in every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on KSFO 560 to Right on the Money with Tim Sullivan. Securities and advisory services offered through SII Investments, Inc. Member FINRA and SIP. A registered investment advisor. SII and Monarch Retirement Group are separate companies.
With over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands, like Fluke. Grainger has an enormous selection of Fluke testing tools, including the VTO2 visual thermometer, a breakthrough in temperature measurement, the brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. Buy your supplies smarter. Call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/fluke today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Julian with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Only America's largest gives you the reliability of the Safe Light Advantage. It's what makes us different. With over 5,000 mobile glass shops in all 50 states. So we're always nearby. And the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Make the safe choice.
Just ask your insurance company for SafeLight or call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
When was the last time you heard this about a guy on the radio?
There's a lot of money programs and a lot of people. Your advice is excellent. The advice you're giving is practical.
He's live. He's unscripted. He's unrehearsed. He's Greg O'Donnell, and he's your personal financial advisor.
Your comments are the reason why I do this show.
Greg's not trying to sell you a book. He's trying to help you navigate your money.
With all this financial regulation, the little guy's getting screwed.
It's Money Matters with Greg O'Donnell every Saturday from noon until 2 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
On the next morning show, wake up to totally irreverent political humor to get your Monday morning going with me, Brian Sussman, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
Why did you feel so uncomfortable about anal sex with Travis when you had previously tried it?
In my previous relationships, it was only something we tried one time, maybe two times. And those were long-term relationships. The reason that that was not a regular part of the bedroom curriculum was because it was uncomfortable. And with Travis, that was his preference, and that's one of the reasons I got the KY. It made it less uncomfortable, obviously. So that's why it became more regular in our relationship.
So she shot him and stabbed him because of anal sex? So you understand what I'm saying to you. From La Traviata to La Triviata in one generation. But America is just gripped by this. No one could stop watching. There are people who cannot stop watching the trial, and many of you have not watched it. You have no idea the depravity that we've been pulled down to because of this trial. Now you say, well, why are you playing it? You're feeding into it. You're being a hypocrite. Well, take that judgment if you wish. I'm doing it for a reason. I'm trying to show you here's a beautiful opera I'm playing, La Traviata by Verdi. And then I'm going to where we are today in American culture. I'm an observer of culture. As a man who has a graduate degree in anthropology in addition to several other graduate degrees, take it for what it is. I'm obsessed, fascinated, overwhelmed by cultural themes and issues. So if it's not just about politics, politics are in some ways a reflection of culture. And when you say conservative, you're talking about culture as well. You say liberal, you're talking about culture as well. You're talking about liberal versus conservative, you're talking about cultural issues as well. You're talking about the degradation of culture, you're talking about the difference between liberal and conservative, or liberal and traditional, if you want to put it that way. So that's why I'm doing the juxtaposition. There is a method to my madness here. You have to understand me to understand what I'm doing. And if you don't understand the show, it's a hard show to listen to in some ways. I got calls already. They're lining up. It's after already 9:20 on the East Coast. There are people who were not out having a good time with girlfriends, not out with family, not eating dinner, not watching television, not at the theater, not at the wherever. They're listening to Michael Savage on talk radio. If you care to join the conversation, tell me why you're obsessed with the Arias trial. Why has it gone on so long? Because the judge wants a TV show. The judge is a psycho. She should be disbarred for this, thrown off the bench for letting it go on like this. But nevertheless, this is what it's come to. Everything is show business. Hospitals are show business. A guy comes into I'm obsessed with a show. There's a hospital show on ER room. Stories from the ER room. I watch it sometimes at night. I know it's bizarre. Bizarre ER stories. Guys come in with like gunshot wounds, stab wounds. I'm amazed that I admire ER doctors now more than ever in my life. They're unbelievable to me. They're gods. What they can take off a stretcher, a piece of meat bleeding on the floor, and save it. God bless the ER doctors, the ER nurses, and the ER staffs. I watch it. Why am I watching it? Because I'm amazed. Now, that's a positive. You're taking a dying person, no matter what their situation may be, whether they're a gangbanger who was shot in a gang shootout, doesn't matter to the doctor. Or, a nun, a devoted nun who has a heart attack. It's all the same to them. They're saints. Saints. So we have a country that's the best of times and the worst of times. So when you just hear the conflict between liberal conservative, that's fine. That's one aspect of the cultural war, the fight for the society itself that's going on. WABC in New York City. Kathy, thank you for calling. You're on the Savage Nation.
Yes. In answer to your question about what the gunshot and why she doesn't remember stabbing him, according to the medical experts, they don't believe he bled from the gunshot. And so her whole theory is that the gun accidentally went off and I don't remember stabbing him. But according to the experts, what they believe happened is she stabbed him, she slit his throat, dragged him back in the bathroom, and then shot him. He was already dead when she shot him.
Oh, my God. And she doesn't remember any of it, the doll.
Well, that's why she claims the gun accidentally went off and I don't remember stabbing him.
But so in other words, she'd get the death penalty if it was cold-blooded murder. Is that it? But if she doesn't know what she did, and she's just a poor little shrinking violet, and he abused her, and she was just defending herself, a little Thelma and Louise job here.
The stuff about the pornography, she's invented that. The police have found no pornography.
Well, if I were her family, I would sue the defense counsel for letting her enter that garbage, and the judge, into the courtroom. They should be sued for permitting my son, if I were them, to have not only him killed by this animal, but now to have his soul destroyed by her as well. I blame the defense counsel and the judge. They can be sanctioned for this. Where's the evidence to this? Because this biatch made it up?
Yeah, she's made up the pornography to say, I was abused as a child, my father slapped me, my mother carried a wooden spoon, and therefore I'm so traumatized that Travis might hurt a little boy, so this has just devastated me. There's no truth to any of this. No.
You know, Kathy, are you an educated woman yourself? I mean, somewhat.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And did you have a profession, a job? Do you? You currently at work?
I'm actually disabled now, which is the answer to why I'm at home listening.
All right, but you sound like a cultivated person. Your voice is not that of a person who's uneducated. And here you are obsessed with this trial. Why?
Because, just like you said, I'm fascinated watching this young, beautiful psychotic. And I'm concerned that she's going to get off because she's a young, white woman who looks good. And it's...
Oh, my God.
When Casey
Now you're bringing another element in, the racial element. I never even saw that coming.
He got off, and they found evidence since she got off that she definitely killed her daughter. And now I can...
Okay, so this is the Casey Anthony trial, which I didn't watch at all. I wasn't into it. I knew that America was obsessed with that. But now this is sort of like the O.J. murder. We're afraid it's going to be another O.J. job.
Exactly.
Where he killed him. Everyone knows that.
He was a celebrity and had lots of money for great lawyers. She can get off because she's a young, attractive white woman, and juries do not like to give young white women the death penalty.
Oh, my God in heaven. I didn't see that. But you're afraid she's going to get off is what you're saying. That's interesting in more ways than one. Okay. 855-400-7282. It's a thriller from Manila, Las Vegas. Peter, you're on the Savage Nation. Fire away.
My tagline for this trial is, it's the thriller because she's the killer.
Oh, God. Another one with too much time on his hands, but that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
If she's awfully crass, no, we can't use that one. It was something along those lines. If she's awfully crass, you must give her a pass. If she's got a nice blank, you got to give her a pass.
Yeah.
So are you watching this as well? Are you another person obsessed with the Arias trial?
No, I haven't watched it, but I've caught glimpses of it, and when there were snippets of it on the online, on the computer. But
are you offended by my running this on my show? I want to ask this right now. You think I should be talking about the sequester?
No, but here's a little odd thing that I kind of see a similarity is when Britney Spears first came upon the scene, she was all dressed up like the little schoolgirl with the pigtails and the plaid dress and the white shirt, yet she was performing these lascivious, just filthy.
Yeah, I agree. It's unbelievable. So my opening is clear. La Traviata to La Triviata. I'll keep saying it until you understand how brilliant it really is. That's all. I'll say it over and over again until you go home understanding what I'm saying. What I'm saying is brilliant. America has degenerated to that point. There's no coming back from it.
Savage.
Michael Savage here. Now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2013, resolve to protect your most valuable assets, your family. Every day we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Natural disasters, hurricanes, tornadoes, unemployment, food shortages, slaughters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I only recommend wisefoodstorage.com. From breakfast through dinner, wisefoodstorage.com ready-made foods are packaged for freshness in individual pouches. Do you know that they carry up to a 25-year shelf life? They're prepared in minutes just by adding water. Visit wisefoodstorage.com today. And guess what? You get a free entree sample. Did you hear that? For a limited time, enter the promo code SAVAGE to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's wisefoodstorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. And be sure to mention the promo code SAVAGE for a free sample and free shipping on any order. You've got to be ready and you've got to be wise with wisefoodstorage.com.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fouts. Hot Talk 560 KSFO. A Silicon Valley engineer has been convicted of killing three executives of the company that fired him. Now the jury must decide if the man was criminally insane when he committed the murders. One of three women accused of robbing and beating a Novato marijuana grower on Halloween has pleaded guilty. She was dressed as a fairy princess when she took part in the robbery. Taking a look at the roadways, biggest delays right now is Highway 880 out of San Jose. Northbound 880 slows down at Montague Expressway. It is slow and go all the way through Hayward up towards Highway 238. It's going to be slow northbound 680 as well. Not quite as bad, but still heavy. Jacklin over the Sonol Grade to Andrade. Southbound 101 slow. Lawrence Expressway to Oakland Road. San Francisco, earlier stalls seem to have been cleared, but northbound 101 still slow. Cesar Chavez onto the lower deck. Heavy on the upper deck coming in from the Toll Plaza to 101. I'm Dave Fouts. Talk 560 KSFO.
Attention homeowners. Have you refinanced your mortgage in the last 18 months? Did you get a 10, 15, or 30-year fixed rate? Think you've done all you can to save money? Call Pacific Source Funding now and save even more. Rates have dropped again. Fixed rates haven't been this low for an amazing 60 years. Pacific Source Funding can redo your mortgage at no cost to you. That's right, a refi with no fees at all. No title fees, no appraisal fees, and no closing costs. You may be able to start saving money immediately. Lock it in and we pay for everything. Call Pacific Source Funding now to grab an incredibly low fixed rate with 0 points or fees at 888-643-6006. In process right now with another lender? Don't spend money you don't have to. Call Pacific Source Funding at 888-643-6006. That's 888-643-6006. 888-643-6006. Got Mortgage DBA Pacific Source Funding. Loan limits and restrictions apply. Rates and terms subject to change. Not all applicants qualify. Licensed by the California Department of Real Estate, number 01780370. NMLS number 245420.
I used to pay exterminators to spray my house with toxic chemicals every month. When Chloe was born, I knew there just had to be a better way.
There is. Call 1-800-7-ORANGE for Planet Orange. That's right, Planet Orange, America's leader in orange oil termite treatment. Also offers revolutionary methods of pest control. This is the season when ants, spiders, other bugs, and rodents are trying to get into your home. So call 1-800-7-ORANGE now. Planet Orange will customize a pest control program for your family using botanical solutions to common pest problems with free service calls between treatments if needed and peace of mind at no extra charge. And all that's left behind is the fresh smell of mint.
Mark, our Planet Orange pest expert, checks in with us every time they come out to treat the property. He's really a tenant.
Call 1-800-7-ORANGE or go to planetorange.com to schedule a free pest inspection today. That's 1-800-767-2643.
Planet Orange. Orange, you glad you called?
When merchandise rep Jay Wolf stays at La Quinta, he gets 8 hours of shut-eye on a comfy pillow-top bed. And when Jay's that rested, you know what he does in his big pitch?
We're talking massive profits with this model. Right, Mr. Barkey?
He seals the deal.
Jay, you've got yourself a sale.
La Quinta Inns and Suites take care of you so you can take care of business. Book your next successful stay at 1-800-SLEEP-LQ.
At AdvanceAutoParts.com, we believe in getting you the parts you need fast. But no shenanigans. What are shenanigans? Those annoying shipping and handling charges you get stuck with when shopping online. We think handling is for sports cars. And shipping? Well, when you spend $75 or more at AdvanceAutoParts.com, shipping is 100% free. 0% shenanigans. AdvanceAutoParts.com. See site for details.
On the next morning show, wake up to totally irreverent political humor to get your Monday morning going with me, Brian Sussman, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
One of the things that you said that was kind of striking about that was that when he was performing oral sex on you, that he said, you said he sure knew what he was doing. Do you remember saying that on direct examination? Do you remember that?
Yes.
Well, doesn't it take one to know one? You were the one that had the KY or brought it into the relationship to make it better, right?
To facilitate our activities.
Sure. And that would make them better if it facilitated your activities, right?
Yes.
God. You're telling us that. And on the other hand, you're telling us, well, I felt like a prostitute. Which one is it?
I don't know what's lower, that or what you're about to hear. Listen to this. What's worse?
Death is certain. Life is uncertain. Thus, a life of service matters. We pray to God today that the soul of Hugo Chavez will find peace and accept service in the kingdom. Grant him mercy and grace. The Chavez family mourns
today. I think this is more pornographic than KY. I think listening to Jesse Jackson speaking at the state funeral for Hugo Chavez is more pornographic than talking about anal sex. I'm going to get burlesque on you now. Now, if I were the president and Jesse Jackson had gone to the state funeral for Hugo Chavez, I would have him arrested when he returned to America and charged with sedition. I mean, either Hugo Chavez is an enemy of America or isn't. If secretly he was a friend of Obama, well, we should know that. If, on the other hand, he was all the stuff screaming about us, hating us, putting us down, putting down our system, and this hijackson goes there and glorifies him, suddenly with a new voice, by the way. He sounds like Tony Soprano after the gunshot wound, where he was suddenly became another man. So now he went from the double-talking, marble-in-the-mouth, high Jackson preacher. Suddenly he puts on a new voice in the state funeral. Listen to clip 9 now.
We pray, God, that today that you will heal the breach between the U.S. and Venezuela. We are neighbors.
We are neighbors. We are neighbors. What's in it for him? Piece of the oil business, probably. Maybe get a discount gas station out of it. Can bring it back to America and sell the gas over there. Unbelievable what goes on in this country. Are people that stupid? Are they that naive? Am I living in my own world? Now, if you want me to talk about John McCain and Lindsey Graham, I'm sorry to disappoint you. I'm not going to do it. John McCain is a certifiable lout in the old sense. He's always been a lout. And I'm not going to sit and polish his background. I don't want to hear any more about Vietnam. He's a lout, turncoat, backstabber. I was in a vitamin store today, speaking of John McCain, what a lout he really is. You don't even know how low he really is. You think he just stabbed Rand Paul in the back, which he did, right? I go in to buy some fish oil capsules. It's cut my triglycerides by 30% over the last year. And I've done nutrition for 40 years. I wrote books on it. I must tell you that fish oils have revolutionized my blood chemistry. I wouldn't say they're keeping me alive, but they're doing a lot of good for me. So I buy the 1,500, the ones that don't come back up on me. I'm in the chain store. Liberal guy running it, older gay gentleman. We start to talk about vitamins and this and that. So he says to me, you want a bag? I said, well, you're going to charge me for a bag to take home the two bottles of vitamins? He said, we have to. It's San Francisco. I said, what else did the communists in this city do to destroy business? I wanted to get a reaction out of him. He said, oh, you're right about that. Now, even guys you would think would be automatically on the side of paying for bags are against it, right? He said, oh, you're right. I said, have they found a business yet in San Francisco? They haven't tried to destroy or put out a business? He said, no. Then we go on, and I said, you know, very soon, if you're not careful, this leftist cabal in America under Obama and the other fanatic leftists, the Democrat leftists, are going to try and put you out of business. They're going to try and close down vitamin stores and take us back to the 50s where vitamins were sold under the table behind the scenes and you were arrested by the FDA if you sold vitamins. He said, I know. He said, do you know who was behind that? I said, who? He said, you ready for which senators are trying to turn vitamin stores into criminal activities? I said, sure. He said, Dick Durbin and John McCain. I said, you're kidding me. John McCain, yes. He said, Durbin and McCain are working to criminalize vitamins. So if you don't understand that we're having a retrograde government right now. It's dragging us backwards 60, 70 years, literally to the dark ages at every turn. On one hand, while the deviancy is encouraged on the other, the drug usage encouraged on the other. Big Pharma is behind these guys. Big Pharma owns McCain, to the best of my knowledge. He's up for sale. He is up for sale. He's a courtesan. John McCain is a courtesan in the Senate. Whatever the price may be, he's interested. It's disgusting. So it's not just stabbing Rand Paul in the back. It's stabbing America in the back. You know? Don't know what I'm talking about. That's all. We move on. What else do you want me to talk about? 855-400-7282. We're talking about a lot of heavy stuff. Lunch. Want to hear my lunch? What I had for lunch? You want to hear lunch? Lunch talk? I went to Indian Number 4, which is the fourth Indian restaurant. I've never eaten it. It's an Indian restaurant which is owned by Indians from Goa, which is a different twist because Goa is a region of India that was conquered by the Portuguese and colonized by the Portuguese for several hundred years. And after the Portuguese were thrown out of India, I guess after a while, a couple hundred years is all it took, the Portuguese culinary influences remained wed to the Indian cuisine of the area. And so what you get is a little Mediterranean spices and tastes with Indian food. It's unbelievable. Hole in the wall, disgusting, dirty, terrible. You don't want to look at the rug on the floor. But I know where to go with the hole in the walls in San Francisco. The food is amazing. The only downside was there were a few infants in the cradles next to us with over-solicitous parents talking to them through the whole meal. I was choking on my naan bread. till they left. Then they left. I went for a double hit. I went back for the curry chicken, and the fish was unbelievable. That was lunch. Late after the show tonight, I'm going to go up to North Beach and have Italian food in honor of La Traviata. I'm not going to go to the North Beach restaurant. I was there the other night. It was very nice. I'm not going to. Don't look for me there. I will not be there. I will be in another restaurant. I'm going to go to another restaurant. I'm going to have a special on Fridays. They have fried calamari. I'm not having it. No fried food. If they still have codfish left over, I'm going to have the cod, the Friday cod with a red sauce. And a couple of beers. Then I got to go home for the dog. Poor guy. Remember I told you he had five teeth removed? It's sad. I look in his mouth. It looks like I'm looking at my own face. I got to get the x-rays. He's missing almost the identical teeth were pulled out of my head over the last 5-7 years. I don't know who's going to go first over to the other side, him or I. It's awful. Terrible. I'm telling you, Neil, it's horrible. It's horrible to see a little guy like him aging like that. He was very nice about it. He laid on the bed. I talked to him. I got down. I put my eyes right next to his eyes. I said, how are you? He doesn't moan. No crying. No crying, no moaning. They're not like people. You know why dogs don't cry when they feel pain? Because in the wild, if an animal cries or moans when they have pain, they get killed by the other animals. It's called survival of the fittest. Whereas in our society, they tell you to moan when you have the slightest pain. Tell everybody you have the slightest pain and the government will come and save you. Oh, I got a headache. Mesh, I got mesh. I want to sue. Have you seen how many ads there are on Fox News, CNN, and MSNBC for lawyers? Degenerate, evil, class action lawyers. They're suing every company that makes anything that helped anybody ever, that ever saved anybody from anything. These bums, these rats, you know what should happen to them, those kind of lawyers, and their children and their children's children? I can't say it on the radio. What should happen to them is what happens to the wrong people. That's what should happen to them. These greedy vultures. Every company that created any medical device is attacked by these rats. These lice with law degrees. If we lived in a sane society, such lawsuits would be illegal. Illegal. They invented. Remember I railed against John Edwards when he was running to be president? Remember that piece of wonderful stuff, John Edwards? Do you remember I told you how he made his fortune, almost $1 billion? He took the children who had congenital diseases like whatever they were, I forget, congenital illnesses, and he went and he convinced toothless juries without brains that he handpicked in the mountains there of North Carolina. He got him out of the bayou from New Orleans and brought him up. They say, "Yeah, sure, I want a jury hello." And he convinced them that kids with congenital diseases were made that way, handicapped by doctors and hospitals. The man put hospitals and doctors out of business. You understand that? I was saying it for a year till he finally got caught enmeshed in that lie with the pregnancy. They're all the same. These class action lawyers are evil. They're the not only a touch of evil, they're evil through and through. They're the worst segment of our society. Unfortunately, they run the country. 855-400-7282. Thank God we got off the Jody Arias for a moment. It's open mic to Mike. I don't want to hear about the sequester. I told you that I think that Jesse Jackson's eulogy for Hugo Chavez is literally more pornographic than hearing Judy Arias with KY. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, this is Walt Clyde Frazier with a message for every man listening right now. Are you making more bathroom trips than you used to? Are you waking up at night to go? If you said yes, I want you to take down a phone number. Because for a limited time, you can try free bottles Super Beta Prostate. You heard right. You can try the most trusted supplement for prostate health free. Super Beta Prostate is my number one pick for men over 40 because it has ingredients shown to reduce bathroom trips and reduce waking at night to go. I like it because it's all natural and it works. If I didn't believe in Super Beta, I wouldn't be here telling you about it. Take it from Clyde. You have got to make this call.
Call for your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. All you pay is a small shipping and handling charge. For details, just call 1-800-794-5642. Hurry. This free offer is for a limited time only. Just call 1-800-794-5642. That's 1-800-794-5642. Call 1-800-794-5642.
Safe Flight Repair Safe Light Replace.
Julian with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Only America's largest gives you the reliability of the Safe Light Advantage. It's what makes us different. With over 5,000 mobile glass shops in all 50 states, so we're always nearby. And the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Make the safe choice.
Just ask your insurance company for SafeLight or call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is only going to get worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help at 1-800-334-5070. Our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. And we have an A-plus rating with the BBB. So get protected. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 1-800-334-5070.
Days of O traffic, westbound 237 before Lawrence Expressway, left lane block, crash injuries involved, traffic starting to back up at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza, right before the metering lights, a new accident, the right lane block there, traffic at the Toll Plaza, those left lanes backed up towards the 880 overcross, and it's going to be heavy on the upper deck into San Francisco. Biggest delay continues, the northbound 880, pretty much from 237 up to 238. I'm Dave Fowkes, KSFO.
Attention homeowners. Rates have dropped again and are at all-time historic lows. If you refinanced your mortgage into a 10, 15, or 30-year fixed rate within the last 18 months, you need to call Home and Loan Finders now. We'll redo your loan at a lower rate with absolutely no closing costs. That's right. No title fees, no appraisal fees, no escrow fees, no fees, period. With fixed rates at 60-year lows, you may be able to start saving money immediately, and it won't cost you a dime. It's really that easy. We'll refinance your loan, and we pay for everything. Call Home and Loan Finders now to lock in a low fixed rate today with 0 points or fees at 800-715-7501. Even if you're in process with another lender, you need to call Home and Loan Finders now. Call 800-715-7501. That's 800-715-7501. 800-715-7501. Loan limits and restrictions apply. Rates and terms are subject to change and not all applicants may qualify. Licensed by the California Department of Real Estate, number 01837288. NMLS number 308085.
So, what do you think of our new TV?
The picture's great, and I love the new thin look, but...
What?
Well, the sound isn't much.
That's a problem with the new slim cabinet TVs.
What should we do?
We need to look at some top-rated sound systems to go with our TV, like Bose and Yamaha and Pioneer and Denon and...
Where can we go to get a deal on those brands? Aren't they expensive?
Not at Video Only. They've got the top-rated audio brands and the...
Don't be sorry prices.
Exactly. But we should listen to this gear to make sure it's right for us.
Okay, let's go to Video Only and complete our own home theater.
At Video Only, you won't find huge stores with refrigerators or computers, but you will find the best deals on HD TVs, Blu-rays, cameras, camcorders, and home theater systems. Shop around. Just make sure you visit Video Only, because if you don't,
you'll be sorry.
In Mountain View, San Mateo, Hayward, Dublin, and San Rafael. Video Only.
Now is a great time to be shopping for a used car. Larry Gamash from Carfax.
Get an inspection and shop at a Carfax Advantage dealer. They'll give you a free Carfax report.
See accidents and service records reported to Carfax, plus a price based on the car's history. Just say, show me the Carfax.
Calling all winos. Tour top-notch vineyards alongside an expert sommelier from the chocolate grape. Get VIP treatment for half off with SweetJack.com.
Sweet Jack. Now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
Hot Talk 560. KSFO.
Well, love, darling, come and go with me. Come with me, way beyond the sea. I need you, darling, so come go with me.
It is the Savage Nation Rock and Roll Friday. We're talking about this and that. Don't expect me to do what you want me to do because you did it all day and you're ready for the answers. Like you're ready, you came in ready to talk about the sequester and Rand Paul. I'm not going to do it. I'm doing my own thing. If you care to join the conversation on topics I've raised or somewhat related, 855-407-2822, people in the prison system will be given priority. No, it's not funny. My screener has to go through them. I mean, they do call from prisons. Some of them are in bed, but they were cursing. We wanted to get a few prisoners on about the Arias case because we had one murderer, a woman murderer calling, but she wouldn't stop cursing. WMAL in Washington. Raj, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Good evening to you, Michael, and to all your listeners.
Yes, sir.
You provide a refreshing change.
So what's on your mind tonight, Raj?
Well, a number of things. When I was initiating the call, I was thinking about all that was happening about the foods.
Yes. Okay, well, thank you very much for thinking about that. That was very good, very spacey. I feel like Kevin Spacey myself right now. I'm breaking out in the rash here in the studio from this. What is going on here? Come on. Let's get going. Play another piece of music here. Something else. We've got to get the callers going. I don't know about you, but this thing about horse meat has me disturbed. There's a horse meat scandal brewing. And turns out like IKEA and Taco Bell have been serving horse. And yet, here's a shocker. YouGov asked Americans how they would feel about sitting down to an honest plate of horse. You're going to be shocked to hear that they're willing to eat horse. 13% of people will be... Okay, which of any of the following meats do you eat would you ever consider eating? Beef, 87%. That's a given. Lamb, 53% given. Alligator, 34%. Ostrich, 30%. Horse, 13%. Dog meat, 7%. None of these, 6%. They're ready to eat dog in America. Can you believe what's going on in this country? Not my dog. No, you're not getting Teddy out of my cold, dead fingers. No, sir, you're not getting no dog from me. Why do people want to eat? But does it matter when you think about it, if you're a meat eater? Is there really a difference between a cow, which is a sentient creature, and a horse or a dog? I mean, actually, you think the cow wants to die? I've been in a slaughterhouse. The cow didn't want to die. It knew it was dying. It mooed to its friends saying, don't come this way. It's death. Don't walk that way. It's bad. I wish the cows could all riot. Sometimes I drive around. I get sick. It overwhelms me. I feel like becoming a Jane with a fan, afraid to even like inhale a mosquito or a microbe. Sometimes I drive past closed stockyards. And I think of the millions of cows that have gone through it to their death. Sometimes I see the meatpacking district in New York, and I think of all the slaughter that went on in there, all the cutting of meat. And look at the pieces of meat in there now in their $10 million condos from meat to meat. You know what I mean? It's awful. When you become cosmic, it's very difficult to live day to day. It's better to stay home and do a pajama radio show. No, I was walking around the city. It's gorgeous down here downtown. I was in the Sheraton Palace. If you're in San Francisco, there's a part of the city that people generally don't come to as tourists. This is unbelievable where the radio station is here, KSFO. Went into the Sheraton Palace, into the beautiful room there from Victorian times. And you envision people from, you know, dressed well, white gloves. You know what's in there now? People are like in shorts, ripped sneakers, backpacks. Astounding. I think clothing is somewhat a reflection of a society, to see the degeneration of clothing. I mean, I'm not like a natty dresser. You know, I'm not like a guy who wears like white gloves and spats. I don't mean that. I try a little better lately. I'm getting embarrassed by clothing, so I'm saying, well, okay, do something. I'm going to go to like a haberdasher now. I don't have a TV show when I get one for free like The Grifters on Fox News. Clothing by Hickey Freeman. Bill, he can't afford a suit. I can't get over that. I can't get over watching Fox News that Bill O'Reilly, as rich as he is, has to schnorr a suit out of Hickey Freeman. Clothing by Hickey Freeman. Tie by this one. Belt by that one. Transportation provided by that one. They still have to get a free suit out of them? The man can't go buy himself a $3,000 suit? He can't go to Robert Hall? What he grew up with? He knows better? He knows the difference between Robert Hall and Hickey Freeman? But the point is... Okay, I'm not going to go there and get a free suit. I don't want a suit. I have suits. I don't like wearing them. They depress me. You know, I'm saving it for one occasion only, and it's not a pleasant experience what I'm talking about. You know, when I look at my closet with a few suits in it, I think, oh, God, that's eerie, because there's only one thing I'm going to wear it for ever again, I think. That's terrible. Really, it's awful to think of. I don't want to think about that. I still haven't come to terms with it. The big mortality question. You know, burn, cut, or poison, that's one thing, but I mean, what do you really want, man? You got, it's like the eternal rest. Here we go again. I mean, when the New Yorker did the profile on me, he said he talks about death and dying about every 3 minutes. I've been very good lately. I haven't done it for a long time. It's the dog having the teeth pulled out, five teeth, because he looks like a puppy. He's 9 years old, but he looks puppy-like. He's still got a lean stomach. He hasn't put on any fat. I feed him like a big dog. He hasn't fatted out yet. What a metabolism on it. But there it is. The teeth were rotting. Mortality. So when I heard that even my little dog is not going to live forever, I mean, it hit me in the face. The teeth are out, and he's laying there quiet, and I'm stroking his head, and I'm talking to him nicely. I gave him the meds last night. I snuck it into a piece of provolone, then a piece of chicken, and he looked at me thankfully. Oh, they're beautiful. And I say to him, I rub his head quietly, and I say, Teddy, you're the best. You're my senior dog. You're my senior boy. You're the best. You're the smartest. I love you. You know, they see it. They feel it. That's why I say a cow doesn't want to die. A horse doesn't want to die. A lamb doesn't want to die. No, a lamb wants to have its throat cut. Johnny, eat your baby lamb chops. They're good for you, Johnny. Mah, silence of the lambs. Have your lamb chops, Johnny. Would you like some poodle with those potatoes? It's all the same now. It's crazy. Even an alligator. I don't want to eat alligator. I was in New Orleans. Everywhere I went, they were serving alligator. I don't want to eat an alligator. I don't even eat lobster. Something about lobsters, they live too long for me. They're too intelligent to eat. Is that what I'm saying? Is like if an animal's too intelligent, I don't want to eat it. You know what I'm saying? It's like it's too close to us genetically. Like a monkey. We know that the chimpanzee is like two genes away from the average person, if that far. Far more intelligent than us. With two genes behind the chimpanzee in many cases. Because we don't eat chimp meat, right? South America, bingo, they hit him with a curare arrow, falls out of the tree, and they eat him. See the monkey on the ground. Relax the muscles, fall out of the tree, curare, bing. Cooked. They eat the whole thing. 10, 15 pounds of meat in one sitting. Different cultures, that's all. Different strokes for different folks. So we eat beef, we don't eat horse. Now, of course, with the influx of South Americans, we're going to start seeing more and more stolen horses and chopped up and eating horses, because the South Americans apparently they love horses in Chavez's. I wonder if Sean Penn is down there eating a little horse burger at the funeral. Another one, seize the passport, arrest him. Arrest him on a return, him and Jesse Jackson. Put him in the slammer for worshiping at the tomb of an America hater, a gangster, a drug dealer. $2 billion stole out of the people. They're making him a man of the poor. How do they get away with it? Answer, the idiots in the media.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Viviamo nei lieti calici che l'amore letto in fiora.
When he was performing oral sex on you, that you said he sure knew what he was doing. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Well, doesn't it take one to know one?
Why would you continue to sleep with Travis after you learned of his child porn issues? That was not a side of Travis that he wanted to even exist.
So you think somebody...
All right, let's cut it off here. Now you see what's going on here. As I said, from La Traviata to La Traviata in one generation. 1853, Giuseppe Verdi's opera. Play it up for 1 minute. Loud, loud. Everybody knows the tune, but they can't place it as La Traviata. But the minute I say like this, oh yeah, okay, now I know. It's La Traviata. So in 100 years, will America know who Jody Arias is? Will they understand her aria? I hope not. I hope this psychotic, narcissistic murderer is executed and forgotten. But I don't know where this could go. When we have an entertainment-oriented judicial system where the judge is milking this for as much TV time as she can, hoping to become the next Judge Judy, and you have a defense attorney who should be arrested for what he did, bringing up slanders against the dead, child porn, no evidence that he lets that in, the judge, she lets that in, the defense attorney is allowed to bring it in. It shows you several things. Not only the trivial nature of our judicial system, how corrupt it is, but how it's almost impossible to get justice. And we're talking about other things. It's Open Mic to Mike Friday on the Savage Nation. If you care to join the conversation, phone number 855-400-7282. Maybe we should call a dog sitter tonight and ask how Teddy is. Maybe it'll cheer him up. I don't know. A little worried. I left him home. I was going to, you know, bring him into the studio, but he was not well. That's the way of all flesh. He'll get over it.
Why, Cracky, I'm doing fine without those teeth, Mike. Don't worry about me. I'll be back on my feet in a few days. I can still chew. Don't worry about Grandpa Ted. I don't want one of them chewy toys, no, but I'm doing okay with the kibble. I may look like a spry young thing, but I'm getting on in those years now. Oh, God. It's terrible.
WABC New York, Bob, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Yeah, hi, Mike. Governor Cuomo's going to try and pass this New York State Drive Act, which will ban Ferraris and other fast vehicles. He calls them assault vehicles.
Oh, come on. You're making this up.
No, I'm not. It's on the web right now.
That is how crazy this liberal governor has become. It's not bad enough that you have a putz billionaire mayor who wants to ban air itself. He wants to bottle the air and sell it out of stands in New York. Now the governor wants to ban sports cars. What's he jealous?
But Lamborghinis, Porsches, Ferraris, Corvettes, Camaros, Mustang, Dodge Challengers, and Chargers. You'll have 1 year to get rid of it, and if you don't get rid of it, it's a Class D felony.
How in the world can these psychotics get away with this? Why are they not stopped? Why is Cuomo not dragged into court by the Ferrari company and said and shown to be the asinine fool that he is? But they're fascists. You see, at the end of the day, this is not about trying to create greater safety. These are liberal fascists. You understand that?
Absolutely.
Well, I'm speechless. I knew this day would come. Is there nothing that these liberals will not ban? Is there nothing they wouldn't ban? Nothing except drugs? Are they that tied into the pharmaceutical establishment that they will ban everything except pharmaceuticals? Is that it? How about banning Ritalin for children with the fake disease called ADD or ADHD? How about banning all the drugs that poison our children's minds? How about starting with that? Well, I thought you were making this up.
And for Teddy, Aziz in the Shemitaha.
Tell me what that means. He should be well?
God bless us all.
No, he's a wonderful little boy. He's fine. He'll be okay. He's going to be okay. Thank you very much for caring about the most. I think Teddy is as well known in this country as any dog. If you think about it, I've been in the air 18 years, so he's 9 years old. I've been talking about how much I love him. Since I remember he was on stage with me at the last public appearance I did. The last live appearance I did, a big one, was at the Concord Pavilion, now known as the Chronicle Pavilion. 7,000 people. Teddy was on stage. He was a puppy. He was black and fur at the time. He's turned silver. He's all silver now. And he performed. Now, speed the clock up. It's almost a decade later. Teeth are falling out already. Rotten teeth. The way of all flesh. And I'm still here. They counted me out. They thought I'd be gone. They threw impediments in my way. They said he can't survive. From the first day I started in talk radio, he's too New York. He's too abrupt. He's too brash. He'll never make it. I became number one. All the people who opposed me are out of the business. Everybody who opposed me is out of the radio business. Do you know that? I swear to God, I knew it. First of all, I always knew I'd be syndicated. That happened after 7 or 8 years on local. And all of the louts who try to stand in my way are out of the radio business. And I'm going strong. A double ever ready. Two hearts beat in my chest. One for me, one for my deceased brother. That's what keeps me going. He didn't have a chance to live, so he has to live through me. That's what keeps me going. Otherwise, it's the white hat and Boca Raton. Walking Boca, the seashells, the sad little menopausal collection on the shelf, eating the sensible meals, waiting for the inevitable. Please, that's so bad. Doesn't that sound horrible, man? The idea of me walking on a beach looking for shells, bringing them home with the white hat. Look, dear, look at the nice shell I got today. It's a Spirallira. Well, let's look it up in that book you got me, that nice book that you brought home. Okay, it's a way to live. Yeah, that's it. And then you see no evil, you hear no evil, you speak no evil. I have to look at evil every day. I'm the oncologist of America's soul. I'm watching it die of cancer. I'm watching the society die of systemic cancer every day, and I'm an oncologist who comes to report to you every day on how it's metastasized. Now we're in the court system. We knew it was already spreading. We knew that. We didn't know how bad it had spread into the court system. We knew it had infected Hollywood. We knew it infected the news. Did you know it had infected the court system like this, where every judge is a star behind her car? Every judge is a star behind her car. On the way home, she's riding in the convertible, I imagine, with the hair out. She's waiting for ABC, NBC, CBS to call with an offer. It's amazing. Everyone's a star behind their car in our global society. They think personal freedom is this. Let's take some callers. Got all of them. What do you want to talk about? I don't want to do it. Here's the topics I will not discuss. I will not discuss sequester. Drones. I'm for them, by the way, not on American soil. I told you that a month ago. I'm glad they're using drones to kill our enemies. I love it. It's better than Mrs. Smith's son. Let all the conservatives who are against drones strap on a uniform and go fight the enemy. I love it. Oh, no, against drones. Don't want drones anywhere. It's fascist. Fascist. Everything's fair. Unbelievable to me. You know, a poll was done in England on what people care about. And what the most, they're not concerned about the environment, by the way. Global warming, the environment's number six. In the United States, the economy ranked as the highest concern of all people, while the environment ranks sixth in the U.S. Here's the order of concern in America. Ready? Economy, 25%. Healthcare, 22%. Education, 15%. Poverty, 11%. Crime, 8%. Environment, 4%. Immigration, 4%, and terrorism, 2.6% in surveys. Can you believe this? It is so low down the totem pole, people don't care about terrorism or immigration. I'm shocked. But the good news is they don't even care about global warming. They've, like, gone past it. Coldest winter on Earth, they're putting out the propaganda that it's worse than ever. The sun is about to explode. Yeah, like the ticket that exploded. And by the way, if you give more money to the government, they're going to stop the sun from exploding. They're going to send Al Gore there on a V-2 rocket. He's going to personally talk to the sun god. And Jesse Jackson's going to go to the sun and pray that, may the sun god not explode with another solar flare. May that solar flare reconsider. May that solar flare repress itself for the sake of the poor in America. Send him on a capsule, him and Al Gore. And Sean Penn can go up there and see if he can stop the solar flare. Send Jody Arias on the same rocket. Do me a favor. WMAL, Washington, D.C. Barry, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hello, Dr. Savage. Just a couple. First of all, an observation. I started listening to you recently, and the main reason I love your show, and I guess I love you too, because you are the show.
Yep.
Is that I think you are the most politically incorrect and bluntly honest and entertaining talk show personalities, and that personally appeals to me, and I think it probably appeals to
me. Well, that's very apt, by the way. It's how I see myself, and I mean, many people listen to the show because it's different, and it's a long day. They listen to other shows. They get the meat and potatoes during the day. At night, I give you the whole cuisine of the news, views, and reviews. But you have to be a certain personality, I think, to appreciate me. You can't be the lumpen proletariat listener and enjoy this show.
Doctor, can I just make one?
No, go on. You're making me feel better. Keep talking.
I agree with you 1,000% that this, you know, Arias woman should be executed, even though...
Thank you. 2 years ago, she should have been toast.
Well, sir, if and when that happens, I think she'll forget it's happening. But also, Dr. Savage, can you imagine? I was thinking, I don't know, you've maybe brought this up and thought.
She's such a degenerate slut, she tried to seduce the executioner.
Well, sir, can you imagine, and I'm dead serious on this, Dr. Savage, like, can you imagine, like, some, if not all, of her previous boyfriends? I have to believe that some of them, at least, are, you know, waking up on a fairly regular basis in a cold sweat, screaming to God that, for, you know, the grace of God, they weren't stabbed and killed by one of the most empty and deadliestly psychotic-eyed women that I've ever seen.
Right. Yeah, well, are you still with us? Did he hang up? He made his peace and went. That's perfect. Yeah, she's psychotic. I went from being obsessed with watching it, fascinated first, then obsessed. Yesterday I stopped watching. I couldn't watch it anymore. What I saw was an overt psychotic individual. I saw naked mental illness in front of my eyes. I could not believe what I was watching. This woman is a walking, well, what more do I have to say? There's no words for it anymore. She's a psychotic, a not of a certain type. Most psychotics are very narcissistic, incidentally. I don't know if you know this. They're self-obsessed, self-directed. They don't see anything outside of their own selves. They don't feel anything outside of their own bodies. This is a purely schizophrenic woman. In the clinical sense, you're watching mental illness in front of your eyes. But the shocking part is that she thinks she's getting away with it. That smug face, after all these days, constantly smirking at everyone, how does she do it? A normal person could not maintain this persona. You have to be mentally ill to do this day in and day out and smirk. That's why we're a little fascinated by it. Very rarely do we get the face of evil, purely unadulterated evil in our face like this for such a length of time. We see snippets of it. We see hidden evil. We see camouflaged evil. But we rarely see an evil exposed like this for all of us to watch, you know? It's the Savage Nation. We're talking about this and that, how we've gone from La Traviata to La Triviata in one generation. Libiamo, libiamo. That's what I'm going to do after the show. Let's drink. Let's drink from the joyous chalices. Libiamo, libiamo, negliette calici. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats? How about fatigue, nausea, low libido, and fat storage? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. Ambrin restores hormonal balance in women over 40, so the extra pounds fall away and the other symptoms simply disappear. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-922-2890. That's 1-800-922-2890.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Get the Wave Ventilation Unit. It will transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 1-888-964-WAVE. That's 1-888-964-WAVE.
You know, it's that time again. Once a year, every year for the last decade, I sit down with author and Swiss America chairman Craig Smith, my friend, to discuss the true state of the U.S. economy and what to expect ahead. Craig and I have been right on the money every year like clockwork. This year, Craig turned up the burner and has boiled down the most critical news and financial trends into the simple truth. Swiss America is offering this confidential interview we recorded. It's free. Free to my listeners on compact disc or downloadable MP3 by simply calling 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN for free. Today our great nation hangs in the balance. We're on the verge of becoming a perpetual welfare state. Call now for your free copy of the Savage Simple Truth CD and Craig's 31st anniversary newsletter, both free. No one hearing my voice now will be able to say we did not warn you. So call 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN right now. For the Savage Simple Truth, call 800-289-2646. Be prepared.
This is an important message for all hardworking Americans. Not long ago, Michael Parnas was living on a park bench in New York City. Fast forward to 2008, he took a few thousand dollars and in less than 8 months, eight of the worst trading months in stock market history, Michael made close to $4 million. He cracked the stock market's code and discovered the insider trends that your broker doesn't want you to know. So he is giving you his Power Trading, Power Living book and DVD to help take the mystery out of the market, break down the trades and trends you need to know, and show you how he went from a park bench to Park Avenue for free.
Just pay shipping. Michael has never stopped believing that regular, hardworking people can make money in the stock market. A lot of money. In fact, Michael is convinced power trading can work for you, too. That's why he's giving you his book and DVD for free. Call Michael now at 800-309-1118 and claim your free copy. Call 800-309-1118. That's 800-309-1118. Trading carries a high level of risk and may not be suitable for everyone.
Dart into Cache Creek today. We're giving away 16 cars in 8 weekends guaranteed. That's right. Every Saturday and Sunday from March 4th till April 28th, someone will win a hot, brand new Dodge Dart guaranteed. Everyone receives a free swipe daily to win dining, bonus play, or entries into the drawings every Saturday and Sunday at 7 p.m., where three people will win $500 cash, and one will win the Dodge Dart guaranteed. That's 16 cars over 8 weekends, and not just any cars, Dodge Darts, the fun-packed sedan. According to Cars.com, Dodge hit the bullseye with the new Dart. 16 cars in 8 weekends guaranteed. Only at Cache Creek Casino Resort. Play the best close to home. Visit CacheCreek.com for details.
Hi there, I'm Renee Richardson, and I'm here to take a moment to tell you about a really good experience I just had. We're doing a bit of remodeling, and one of the things on the list was the bathroom. Total redo. Now, the hubby is handy and all. He's a carpenter. But one thing he's not fond of? Painting. So we called the pros, CertaPro Painters. From the moment we made the call, we were taken care of. Prompt callback, easy appointment time, thorough consultation, and most of all, a true professional who took the time to listen to what I wanted. Tim at CertaPro Painters may have sided with my husband on the color choice, but he was very good at explaining why the choice would work for us. It's a very personal thing. It's your home. It's your style. And you're going to have to look at it every day. You should have your painting done right. CertaPro Painters did it right for us. They're neat, professional, and courteous. Call them up and see for yourself. 1-800-GO-CERTA. That's CERTA with a C. Oh, and if you're not terribly color savvy, they have color experts on staff to work with you. It's very reassuring. Check out the website, CertaPro.com. That's CertaPro.com. I think you'll be as impressed as I am. CertaPro Painters, because painting is personal.
Conservative and not mad about it. Join the discussion with Governor Mike Huckabee. Weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Do you miss? Oh, God, what a song I picked.
Are you sorry?
This is late already. Anyone who's hanging in this long is lonesome right now. I Miss the Lonely Hearts on the radio. Remember that song, story, Miss Lonely Hearts? You ever read that? That goes way back before my time. It was about a radio guy, Miss Lonely Hearts, that people were in love with. And eventually, well, it's a terrible, tragic ending. It's like the locusts got him at the end. It's a little bit, you know, like that. Oh, we love you, and then they rip him to pieces. Now, you wonder how Jody Arias became that way. Front page of this afternoon's The Examiner in San Francisco. Lead story, condoms for teens. A Daly City high school will hand out protection to combat STDs and pregnancies. Flip to page 8. All the little Ariases are being given condoms in school now. Healthy. It's called Healthy now. The Jefferson Union High School District is already giving condoms to teens who visit a health center. Condoms to be offered to teens who ace health class. See, it's good. And soon they'll give them clean needles, perhaps with a packet of Smack. Go ahead. Go home and try it, Johnny. Try some Smack over the weekend. We don't recommend it nor condone it, but give it a shot. In case you decide to use drugs and become an injection drug user, you may as well practice before you even try it. So if you're tempted to be an injection drug user, Johnny, what we want you to do is practice in advance. So if you're at a party with other distinguished friends such as yourself, and they're passing a needle around, you can have your own kit. You can have it right in your coat pocket. We provide you with a little carrying case from the Daly City School District, a hypodermic carrying case, because after all, we'll bring down AIDS that way and other hepatitis. And we all want to control the diseases, don't we? Kevin Guggen, program manager of the San Francisco Unified School District School Health Programs, listen to this deviant, says, it's an important way to have communication with our students around their sexual health concerns, and it's an attempt to keep them safer in their practices. Okay, I have a few words for him, but it's a family show. By next school year, the district expects to need roughly 30,000 condoms. They're having that much fun, huh? 30,000 condoms for one school district? That's what they're doing? They can't read, they can't write, they come out, they can't work. They go to college, they don't even know how to read. But man, are they good at safe sex. They're really good at safe sex in the Bay Area, because that's Nancy Pelosi's backyard where San Francisco values rain. This is the Catholic way to give out condoms and needles to the school children. That's it. That's San Francisco values for you. I didn't make it up. Every word you've just heard is true.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
The joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't start relieving joint discomfort immediately until now. Introducing the complimentary two-week sample of fast-acting Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. Claim your sample today. 1-800-922-8983. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Fast-acting Instaflex is available at GNC, but you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-922-8983. 1-800-922-8983.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Julian with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Only America's largest gives you the reliability of the SafeLight Advantage. It's what makes us different. With over 5,000 mobile glass shops in all 50 states, so we're always nearby. And the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Make the safe choice.
Just ask your insurance company for SafeLight or call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowler, Shot Talk 560 KSFO. The man who allegedly tried to blow up an Oakland bank to start a civil war has pleaded not guilty to the charges. The FBI says he conspired with a man he believed to be part of the Taliban, but was actually an undercover federal agent. A Pleasant Hill man faces charges after airport security officers discovered nearly 5 ounces of opium in shampoo and lotion bottles in his luggage. He was arrested at Washington Dulles International Airport after arriving from Germany. Taking a look at the roadways, crash eastbound 237 at 880. Looks like multiple cars there. Lanes are blocked. Eastbound 80 at McDonald in Richmond. An accident, injuries involved in that one. Southbound 680 before McKee in San Jose. Crash moved off to the side. Still slow traffic northbound 880, getting better out of the South Bay, but stop and go Mallory up to 238. I'm Dave Fowler, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
Don't get taken for a ride on the price of your next car or truck. I'm Jerry Reynolds, the Car Pro. Let me help you.
You can always get the absolute truth about everything automotive from Jerry Reynolds, the Car Pro. And now there are three ways to reach him. One, call him at 1-800-CAR-7777. Two, email him at carprousa.com. Or three, friend him on Facebook and get your questions answered that way. Just hit the link at carprousa.com.
Hi, this is Bill.
And Kathleen.
Owners of American Vision Windows.
When Bill and I decided to have our windows replaced, we thought we'd found a reputable company to do the job. We had such a horrible experience, we decided to take action by starting American Vision Windows.
We've set out to revolutionize the window industry by building American Vision Windows on quality, integrity, and customer service. We put our name and reputation on the line to better serve homeowners like you.
Call American Vision Windows and receive a limited offer this month only. Free installation, plus American Vision Windows will pay the tax. Call for details today at 888-392-4343.
At American Vision Windows, you get the highest quality product combined with professional installation and unmatched customer service. Something no one else is offering.
Call American Vision Windows at 888-392-4343. That's 888-392-4343.
Our windows have a story to tell. Shouldn't yours? Revolutionizing the home improvement industry, one customer at a time. American Vision Windows.
Mattress Discounter's Serta and Posturepedic closeout sale is ending soon, but you still have time to save and a big selection to choose from. Get 50% off clearance mattress sets and save up to $400 on closeout sets from Serta Perfect Sleeper and Sealy Posturepedic. Of course, you always get free delivery and Mattress Discounter's lowest price or its free guarantee. Just look for the red tag and save. But Mattress Discounter's Serta and Posturepedic closeout sale is ending soon.
Mattress Discounters!
They say every car on the road is a used car, which means every car at the curb or in the garage is an unused car, and a lot of times it's an unwanted car, too. If you have one of those, then why not donate it to the Cancer Fund of America? Just call 800-321-3023, where live operators are available 7 days a week. We'll pick up your car, running or not in most cases, and do all the DMV and smog paperwork. Of course, you're eligible for a charitable tax deduction, plus the great feeling you'll get knowing your car is going to help support the Cancer Fund. All you have to do is call that phone number, 800-321-3023, to set the wheels in motion, literally. We take cars, trucks, vans, boats, RVs. Listen, if it used to carry you around and it doesn't need oats, call the number, 800-321-3023. The Cancer Fund of America needs you. And there are thousands of people who need the Cancer Fund of America. So call today, 800-321-3023. Thanks.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
At AdvanceAutoParts.com, we believe in getting you the parts you need fast, with no shenanigans. What are shenanigans? Those annoying shipping and handling charges you get stuck with when shopping online. We think handling is for sports cars. And shipping? Well, when you spend $75 or more at AdvanceAutoParts.com, shipping is 100% free. 0% shenanigans. AdvanceAutoParts.com.
Advance Auto Parts.
See site for details.
Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Now, I'm reading now directly from the San Francisco School District. Currently, students who wish to obtain free condoms must make their way to Gillette's Center, which serves youths between the ages of 13 and 21. Serves. You notice the word serves? Serves youths. 13 and 21. Why are they 21 years old in high school? You ever figure that one out? Like, who's that goon? Providing condoms doesn't increase sexual activity, Gillette said. Health education is around safer sex. So they have to go see a counselor. Imagine who that is. He gets the first shot at him. He's the one who, you want me to read this to you? But students will not be able to obtain condoms without first talking to a counselor, said Kim Gillette, director of the Daly City Youth Health Center. That way, she said, counselors will be able to assess whether the students are truly ready for sex and advise them about the proper use of condoms. Well, I guess they take them home and try them out and see if they're really ready for sex. I mean, who would know better than Miss Gillette? She's the director of the health center. Your child goes to her. She assesses now, I'm sure it's very scientific, whether the student is truly ready for sex. How do they assess that? They take him home for a party? So, yeah, pretty good, man. That was very good this weekend. Okay, you're ready for sex. Come back Monday. We'll give you a hundred of them. Oh, you're a religious girl? No, we don't want you at the party. Once students have completed a health education, I can't make this up. This is a parody from my time. If I would have written this as a parody, people would have said I was crazy. I'm reading on now. Once students have completed a health education class, health education, you have passes for health education today. Usually in their freshman year, they can request condoms from their special services counselor. Gillette said special services counselor. Maron. Oh, my God. La Biamo. Is it any wonder I take a drink after a show? Is it any wonder I go out for a beer after a show like this? The cancer has spread. It's metastasized now at every level. Is there any aspect of our society where the cancer hasn't spread? Let me reverse this diagnosis that I'm doing here. It's not even a diagnosis. We know it's a cancer. Okay, so deviancy, evil has metastasized throughout all avenues of society, except what? Pets. They're still pure. It's why they're so popular and why we love them. They're innocent. The pets are innocent, so we cleave to them. You go in a church, there's innocence in there. I don't care what you say. I don't want to bring up the negative about the 2 or 3% of priests. I don't want to hear about it. The institution is still sound. I see people. You go in a synagogue, you see people praying. They believe in God. Pure. Still pure. It doesn't matter that man is impure. What matters is that the prayer is pure. That's something you have to understand. Of course man is impure. That's why he prays. You don't understand that? Man prays because he's impure. He prays. He asks God for forgiveness for his mistakes. We were all so, you know, broken and impure, myself included. That's right. Father Savage is impure and broken. You go and you pray and you say, God, forgive me for my sins. I'm sorry. And God will always say, okay, I forgive you. Always. The still inner voice will say, you're forgiven. Always. Always. Well, you'll always be forgiven by God. If you really cultivate that voice, it's always there. And it doesn't encourage you to go out and be evil again. It actually makes you feel clean. You actually walk out and the light looks brighter. You walk out after purifying yourself by talking to God. The light in the street is different. I swear to God, it really is. I'm trying to give you something good. Oh, by the way, you got to turn the clocks ahead Sunday morning. I was thinking of God, celestial, and clocks. I think the only place on earth where you don't turn clocks ahead is in Chavez's country. Yeah, maybe we could turn the clocks backwards and keep Jesse Jackson and Sean Penn there for another year. Keep turning the clock back and they can think it's a perennial funeral. Unbelievable to me. So, okay, so you see I started with La Traviata, which was beautiful. Play La Traviata again. It's so beautiful. I know I'm going to forget it tomorrow. It'll be gone. Just play the aria for the people who've stuck with me so long. And look at a lobster fest on television. Che la bellezza in fiora. And I can't read that word. What a voice. My God. I would have given anything to be an opera singer. I never knew I had it in me, but I'm a talk show host. What a voice. I'm lucky. I can use my voice. It's very musical, my voice. I was born in Gin Verdi's time. I probably would have been in the opera. Or a singer in a church choir or in a synagogue. A cantor. Omnipotente, libiamo. Amore fra I calici. I'm mangling the opera. Oh, I love it. Look how we've fallen as a society. From Giuseppe Verdi to Jody Arias. The beauty of radio is that if you have an imagination, look what you can bring to the game here. I mean, I'm not limited. I mean, every day I have to get here and read the Bill of Rights. Reminds me of like a bad history teacher. Remember those bad history teachers like brown suits that were like stained? They were stained around the chest from tuna sandwiches. They all look like Karl Marx to me. All the civics teachers and history teachers, they were all like little, you know, Trotskys. Strap hangers. They hated the world. They were bitter. Just embittered. They hated the world. And they had the children in the classroom. And they inculcated them in all of the working class mentality that you're supposed to have, which is to hate anyone with money. Hate anyone with better shoes, better teeth, a prettier wife, and a better car. That's what they basically taught you in high schools in New York in my day. Now it's not much different, but same thing. It doesn't matter. See, here's the thing that bothers me. It doesn't matter left or right, conservative or liberal on the radio. We keep hearing the liberals are, they talk to themselves. They're in a bubble. They're in an in-crowd. It's the same with conservatives in the media. I'm sorry. They're talking to each other. God bless them. If you like it, good luck to you. I'm not naming anyone, no one by name, because it's a long day and I can't be on 24 hours a day. So I have to let the other dogs behind me, they have to run. You have to let them run. So no, seriously, if that's your cup of tea all day long, you want to hear about the drone thing again and Rand Paul, it's beautiful, wonderful. I'll vote for him. I made up my mind. I want him to win. He would shake the world up. Can you imagine what's going to happen this weekend? Did you see this story? Jeb Bush to appear on every show this weekend. Spare us, please. I like Bush 1. Bush 2 I wasn't crazy about. I saw what he was. a fiscal socialist. I said that after year two. Many of you attacked me. You thought I didn't know what I was talking about. Now, what the world needs now is a Bush 3. Impossibly can't win. This is, we're not a royal, a country that lives on royalty, where we want a dynasty. Dynasties can't win in this country. Why are they running him? Are they crazy? Are they insane? Are they nuts? Who is doing this? The man can't win. He'll get a lot of money behind him, but he can't win. It's impossible. You want a matchup? I'll give you a matchup now. It's Hillary versus any Republican. Okay, Hillary versus, I don't know. Hillary versus, do we have a conservative woman who can beat Hillary? Hillary is easily defeated for what she's done. Benghazi could bring her down if we have a real conservative running against her, running the tapes. We came, we saw, he died. Okay, that could do it. There's many sound bites in the archives, not mine. They're out of my hands. I don't want to go running in Marcy Park. I don't own those sound bites. They're public domain. The thing is this. Who on the Republican side could beat Hillary? Answer anybody, except those who they're going to run. Why? Because they don't want to win again. The Republicans never had it so good. Look how good the Republicans are doing as the party that says, oh, we can't do anything because we don't have the power. And yet, they're doing all the deals behind closed doors. They're eating with him now. That's to show you what they're actually doing anyway. And they're working deals out. So they're getting like four. Let's say the other side gets, I'm going to take an average deal. The other side gets $1.2 billion on something. So the Repubs take $1.1 billion or $1 billion straight. That's all, but they're still taking $1 billion out of the package of 2.2. That's how it works. Then they cut it up. They spread it out. So then they got a maverick come along like Rand Paul, who's honest, right? And he gets up there and he dares says something that's real. Oh, you can't say that. Don't say that. Don't do it. Shut up. Go away. You're not an American. No, you're not an American. You're a real hero. What's the thing we were doing, Doug, in the car today that we were screaming with laughter? You're a fine American? Oh, you're a great American. What's this with the conservatives with You're a Great American on Wahlbanger's show? It was crazy. You're really a great American, Senator. No, sir. I hear you on the media. You're the great American. No, you're the greater American. I saw you on the floor of the Senate. You're really a great American. No, you on the media, you're the great American. No, I think you're a greater American. Well, no, you're the greater American. You're a great American. You know I say you're the greater American. No, sir, I'll hold the door open for you. No, sir, you go for it. You're the great American. Can we see the greatest American? The greatest ones come in now. Are they kidding? This passes for radio? Great Americanism? With a part down the middle of the head like that looks like Hey Abbott? Unbelievable. Not aging well. He's not aging well. He should have. Not going to be good when that guy has to go for the toop. When that guy has to go buy the rug, it's not going to be a fun day for him. That's the beauty of radio. Thank God. Thank God I'm still here. Let's drink from the joyous chalices that beauty so truly enhances, and may the brief moment be inebriated with voluptuousness. Let's drink for the ecstatic feeling that love arouses, because this all-powerful eye aims straight to the heart. Let's drink, my love, and the love among the chalices will make the kisses warmer. It's as simple as that. That's what La Traviata is with Alfredo singing. And the chorus comes in and says, ah, let's drink, and the love among the chalices will make the kisses warmer. It's simple. It's basic. And now we go to what we've become today. Any one of those Arias cuts, you'll see how we've gone from the idealistic love to talking about things that you cannot believe, that your aunt would have had a heart attack if she listened to it.
When he was performing oral sex.
Oh, stop it. Come on now. Cut it out. This is what passes for America today. It's no wonder the Middle Easterners want to blow us up. Now, I'm not on their side, but if you were them, let's say you were a guy who came in and you have 16 children, you're living on welfare somewhere. You're like one of those like guys from the other world, and you think America's horrible, but you love the greenbacks that you get, the free everything. You love the food stamps. You love the free legal. You like the ACLU. But you listen to this. It's enough to make you crazy than you already are. I mean, if you were already crazy when you got here and hated the country, but you came here for the money and the freedom that you had so you could try to destroy the freedom, this could make you even crazier than you are when you got here when you listen to this. You're convinced America's shot. Then you listen to a guy like me, you say, who is that guy? I like him. Who is the masked man on the radio, that savage? Who is that guy? Sounds like what we actually, he's saying what we believe. How come he's not one of us, man? Maybe we can get to him. Maybe he can take a trip with us. Break some falafel together. pull a piece of pita, dip it in the hummus. Maybe we can dip some hummus together, get some, you know? How do you know? I mean, you don't know. It's awful. It's just awful. It's not getting to me. It got to me a long time ago. I'm through the other side. I'm through the eye of the needle. I have walked through the eye of the needle. I am the man with the camel that went through the eye of a needle. Remember what Jesus said? Can a rich man, it's like a rich man going to heaven would be like a camel going through the eye of a needle or something along those lines? That was so anti-capitalist. You know, that was bad. That was bad news for Jesus to have written that. That shows he was a commie. No, the commies used that. I mean, I'm not saying he was. That's what they teach. That's what they teach, the ones who want to rob you of everything you have. That was really anti, what's the point of working? What am I working for, to live in a mud hut? My grandfather fled Russia. It was so horrible over there. I hear that my great-grandfather, they lived in a little hovel in the country. And the grandparents slept on a clay oven at night as the fires dimmed because it was warm. You know what I'm saying? Is that what I want now? I want to go back to that? What, are you crazy? No, I don't have anything. The camel can't go through the eye of the needle. No one asked a camel to go through an eye of a needle. Have you ever heard of a camel that said, yes, sir, I want to go through the eye of the needle? That was a bad parable as far as I'm concerned. I don't understand that. Maybe a flea going through the eye of a needle, even that wouldn't be possible. I would say that a rich man going to heaven would be the equivalent of a Democrat going through the eye of a needle. it doesn't work. None of it works. Very bad analogy. Was the best of times, it was the worst of times. The wine is pouring, the food stamps are soaring. Why are you obsessed with the Jody Arias trial? Every man's fear, dentata. Behind that innocent smile is a psychopath. We fear her more than we do Kim Jong maniac. We fear Jody Arias, the Jody Arias in our neighbor. It's like the girl next door. That's what it is. She looks like the average married housewife, like with children next door, coming over to borrow a cup of sugar. That could happen. It could happen to anybody. There are guys right now across America in bars looking for women. They look like her. Sweet, charming, little girl look. They don't know what could happen. They think they're going to have fun and you don't pay for it? Well, this is very religious. The wages of sin are death. That's all. Whew, that's bad. Oh, so you got to be like chaste. Chaste, then you're going to be guaranteed that you'll get prostate cancer from frustration. No, don't jump to that conclusion. We've covered that. It turns out it's lower. It's a lower rate amongst the priests. Yeah, that was shocking. We looked into the rate. Correct term is rate. The rate of prostate disease amongst the priests who are not married and have no sex is lower than general population, not higher. That's very interesting. It's the opposite of what you've been taught by the condom givers in the schools. If it feels good, let it all hang out, do it. Want to do it in the road, let it hang out, you'll get no frustration. Yeah, just have sex with everybody, you'll be fine. Sure, Jody, have sex with everybody, you'll be fine. Look what it did to her, this maniac whack job. I'll be back.
And here he is, Michael Savage.
And here are the stories that made it to michaelsavage.com, home of the Savage Nation, borders, language, and culture. Top right, Jesse Hijackson Sr. to attend Chavez funeral in Caracas. Well, he's been a lifetime communist, in my opinion, and there he goes to pay homage to his boss. It's sickening. What more do you need to know about these people who worship Chavez? They're gangsters, in my opinion. Gangsters like Chavez, who left a legacy of hate and war and murder in his own country. And a thief to boot it all. A thief! He stole $2 billion. And there's Hijackson going over to kiss the coffin. Chavez's body put in glass casket for permanent display, like Lenin and Mao Zedong. You hear this? Oh, I don't want to get too excited. We read every day that China has penetrated our laboratory stealing nuclear secrets. I warn you of this in A Time for War. That's right, my new novel. Start reading it today. Go to a bookstore and buy A Time for War in bookstores everywhere. Illegal alien kills three. Why was he on the streets? That's the doll who killed a young Orthodox Jewish couple and their unborn baby in a car accident. He had a track record as long as his tattooed arm. Thank you, liberals. You killed three young Jews. You don't want to accept it, do you? Also, a Michael Savage from The Hollywood Reporter. Remember the sale of Al Corleone's network to Al Jazeera. Senator Feinstein's husband is tied to Al Jazeera sale. Oh, yeah. Is Bloomberg mad? Is Bloomberg mad? I think so. Read the article. In North Korea, villages were turned into concentration camps. Thank you, Denise Rodman. Pornography has turned thousands of children into sex offenders. Some are as young as five, the report says. In Nigeria, Islamic jihadists killed 13 Christians in Nigeria. Can you believe this? Can you believe what's going on with the Muslim terrorists around the world? The religion of peace? Also on the bottom, woman who killed boyfriend tries to explain why diary didn't mention being beaten. That's Judy Arias. The trial is unreal. Unreal to watch this serial liar. This serial liar get away with murder, lying so skillfully on the stand with her unblinking little girl look. Girl attacked by pack of chihuahuas. You heard that one. And finally, for those of you who hate bread, guess what? You're wrong. I was right. Resistant starches heal the colon and prevent cancer and diabetes. So boys and girls of the Savage Nation, eat your rice and bread if you know what's good for you. Don't pay attention to the vegan wackos. So I'm going to ask you a couple of questions today on the Savage Nation. We can talk about what does Eric Holder mean when he will not shoot any American who's not a combatant. I mean, look at the word combat. He will not kill any Americans who's not in combat. Okay? So what does the word combat mean? I'm a combative man. Am I in combat with the administration? I don't know. Ask Eric Holder. He's a lawyer. And you know how much I love lawyers. I mean, you know how much I trust lawyers, whether they be in radio wrapped in the flag. It doesn't matter to me. They're all taught to lie and deceive you. Some are good, some are bad, but at the end of the day, they're just lawyers. Eric Holder's the top lawyer in the country. He uses the word combat, saying that he won't use drones on American soils against anyone who's not in combat. Great. What does he mean by combat? He left the door wide open. Does he mean verbal combat? Does he mean people who are combative? I don't know. You'll have to ask your friends in the administration. So, I mean, we could talk about droning on about drones. You know where I stand on drones in use against enemies of America. I'm for them. It's better than using the other person's son, isn't it? I know all of you great conservatives who wrap yourself in libertarianism. Well, no, we're against drones. We agree with the leftists on that. We've come together on that. We shouldn't be using drones against the Islamofascists in Iran and Pakistan. Well, why don't you go put a uniform on, you and Rush Limbaugh? Go put a uniform on if they can find one your size. It's unbelievable to me. You want other people's children to die fighting them. The drone is a good tool. It's a very good tool. It saves American lives, but not on our soil. It's very clear. What do they mean on our soil? Combat? Combatant? It's from the old French, by the way. If you look up the word, Eric Holder said he will not use it against any American who's not in combat against the U.S. Well, if you look up the word combat, it derives from the old French combattre, to fight. So it means anyone who's fighting the administration is now in combat. So that could be, let's see, anybody who disagrees with Obama is in combat against them. That's the fear. Do you understand that? I see cranes all up in the air around South of Market. Buildings are going up. The city is booming. It looks like boom times. Where's the money coming from? Apparently, it's the dot-com money pouring in the billions into San Francisco. Restaurants overflowing. Eating endangered species. The wine is pouring. The food stamps are soaring to America's. Give me that. Give me a piece of that rare that. Give me that rare wine. You walk down the streets of San Francisco, the best restaurants are jammed to the rafters. The businessmen are gorging on foods and wines and the most expensive of endangered species. Species you've never heard of being served under the table. The wine is pouring while food stamps are soaring. It's the best of times. It's the worst of times. We have never had more security from the Islamofascists than we currently enjoy. And yet North Korea suddenly pops up and says, we're going to pop you one with a nuke. Well, do you fear North Korea will really launch a nuke on the U.S.? Are we liable to wake up one day and, God forbid, see Honolulu was attacked again? Or will it be San Francisco, Los Angeles, or Seattle, or Portland? Who knows what this lunatic is liable to do? You see what I'm saying to you? Pinocchio said the sky would fall unless taxes were raised without any cuts in the grotesque federal budget. Well, guess what? The sky hasn't fallen. Remember what he said would happen? Pinocchio Obama. I mean, he lied, nakedly lied. Do you remember what he said? Did we have that? Did we have any of the earlier threats? I mean, even the liberal media has finally become so embarrassed by the man's Pinocchio behavior that they're calling him out on it. He kept saying it would be an apocalypse. Now he's saying it's not going to be an apocalypse. It's beyond belief. Pinocchio Obama said the sky would fall. He gambled. He lost. So don't call, because I gave you the answer. I gave you the short answer of the quiz you got today. Question one, who won the showdown, Pinocchio Obama or Boehner? The answer is Boehner won. Why? Because after the cliff, the fiscal cliff deal, where he raised taxes on the so-called rich, not his rich friends like Buffet and General Electric and the other corporations who are robbing us blind by not paying taxes, but he raised the taxes on the working wealthy in this country, which was sucked out of the federal budget in one day, given to Chuck Schumer and the good people of New York State, supposedly for hurricane repair. How much of that money will actually go for the people who lost things in the Hurricane Sandy, as anyone's guess? So that $52 billion or so that they sucked out of the economy from people who earn real money was gone in a second, right? But then he said, the world's going to fall apart unless he gets another tax raise, and he's not cutting a nickel out of the budget. And he gambled that Boehner would cave in, but he didn't cave in. For some reason, the center held. I don't know how. I don't know where they found the spine. But they held, and they took a walk, and Obama was left holding the fraud. Question one, I answered already, so don't call me. But here's some other questions for the center. You have the earlier one yet? Okay, play it now.
Across the country, these cuts will force federal prosecutors to close cases and potentially let criminals go. Air traffic controllers and airport security will see cutbacks, and that could cause delays at airports across the country. Tens of thousands of parents will have to scramble to find child care for their kids. Hundreds of thousands of Americans will lose access to primary care and preventive care, like flu vaccinations.
Oh, the children. All right, well, you get the picture.
So these cuts are wrong.
You get the picture. In other words, the Mississippi will run backwards unless the cuts were made. The Mississippi will run backwards. The earth will stop spinning on its axis. Nothing happened. Ho-hum. Question one answered on Open Mic to Mike Friday. You heard the phrase Malbama. I created it. You heard the phrase Obama. It's all over the internet. Pinocchio Obama. Because he's Pinocchio now. And even the liberals are onto him. Except the lower-level liberal reporters haven't come around yet because they don't know what to do in there. You know, they just have no guts and no brains and, frankly, no self-respect. The higher-level liberal reporters already called him out that he's lying. I see it in the Washington Post. Even the New York Times is saying the guy was fibbing. I'm starting to see cracks in his persona. To put it another way, you got the picture. Okay, now let's move on. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Julian with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Only America's largest gives you the reliability of the Safe Light Advantage. It's what makes us different. With over 5,000 mobile glass shops in all 50 states, so we're always nearby. And the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Make the safe choice.
Just ask your insurance company for SafeLight or call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
Call now, 800-460-3580, 800-460-3580.
Michael Savage here. Now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2013, resolve to protect your most valuable assets, your family. Every day we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Natural disasters, hurricanes, tornadoes, unemployment, food shortages, slaughters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I only recommend wisefoodstorage.com. From breakfast through dinner, wisefoodstorage.com ready-made foods are packaged for freshness in individual pouches. Do you know that they carry up to a 25-year shelf life? They're prepared in minutes just by adding water. Visit wisefoodstorage.com. TheSavageNation.com today. And guess what? You get a free entree sample. Did you hear that? For a limited time, enter the promo code SAVAGE to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. And be sure to mention the promo code SAVAGE for a free sample and free shipping on any order. You've got to be ready and you've got to be wise with WiseFoodStorage.com.
Ever had your bank issue you a new debit, ATM, or credit card, but you didn't request one? That's probably because someone hacked the bank's computer system, and your bank is trying to stay one step ahead of the identity thieves who snatched your personal information. And that's why you need to call LifeLock now. When you call LifeLock, you can get the most comprehensive identity theft protection available. LifeLock Ultimate. LifeLock Ultimate offers 24/7 protection and is the only identity theft protection service that now monitors bank accounts for takeover fraud. So call 1-800-838-7060 now. Mention Enroll 60 and get the first 60 days risk-free. If you're not happy, call LifeLock within 60 days of enrollment and you won't pay a cent. Call 1-800-838-7060. 1-800-838-7060. Check LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary. 1-800-838-7060.
City Arms is the Bay Area's premier firearms retailer with two locations in Pacifica and their newest location in Pleasant Hill. Brian Sussman here, and for years, City Arms has been my Second Amendment dealer of choice. They offer the Bay Area a huge selection of firearms, ammunition, knives, and other related accessories. City Arms' knowledgeable staff takes pride in customer satisfaction. Not only will you find the best selection, you'll find very reasonable prices. Whether you're a sports shooter, hunter, avid competitive shooter, collector, or you're just interested in personal protection and home defense, in these challenging times, City Arms is here to help. And by the way, if they don't have it in stock, they'll do their best to find it. City Arms, with two Bay Area locations, 90 Eureka Square in Pacifica, and their newest location, 60 Golf Club Road in Pleasant Hill. See them on the web at city-arms.com. That's City Arms. Preserving America's future by upholding past tradition.
Here it comes, California. Spring break, spring training, spring forward, spring cleaning. What about a spring in your step? I'm Heather for 800 New Toes. When I produced the Dr. Dean Adele Show, we got tons of calls about toenail fungus. Dr. Adele consistently encouraged listeners to free themselves of this stubborn condition via FDA-approved laser treatment available through the board-certified foot doctors at 800 New Toes. To kickstart sandal season, the New Toes doctors are offering you a $100 savings on the New Toes treatment through the end of March. You'll be in and out of the New Toes offices faster than it takes your cousin in Chicago to shovel the front walk. And unlike frostbite, the New Toes treatment is painless. Warm California days are headed our way, so get healthy New Toes now and look great in sexy sandals, flip-flops, or barefoot. Book your appointment now and save $100. Call 800-NEW-TOES or check out 800newtoes.com. For a spring in your step, 800-NEW-TOES.
Any radio show can tell you what you really want to hear. Only one show gives you true, unadulterated truth. The Savage Nation, weeknights at 6 p.m. on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Why do you think open anti-Semitism but not anti-Muslimism has become acceptable in liberal circles? Let me play it again because you haven't heard this anywhere. I know some of you driving on the Cross Bronx Expressway don't know what you just heard, so I'll have to say it slowly. Why do you think open and naked anti-Semitism, meaning Jew baiting, but not anti-Muslimism, has become acceptable in liberal circles? Now, why do I say that? Well, for one, I played the Academy Awards with that moron, Ted, talking about are you Jewish with, what's his name? I forget already, the actor who's been in 500 movies yesterday. Who, you remember the Ted thing? Now we have Joan Rivers. Joan Rivers has always disgusted me. She's always made my flesh crawl. She's the kind of people I ran away from in New York. Unfortunately, they're everywhere you turn. Where is she? If you haven't heard the joke that this lunatic loser, I mean, this woman belongs in Boca Raton. She's ready for the Century Village Follies. She's ready to do balloon tricks in Century Village. She has worn out her welcome around the world. The only people who can still laugh for the jokes would be the English. The Anti-Defamation League called the comments vulgar and offensive. I would have gone a few steps further. Here's what she said. She made a joke about Heidi Klum in a sexy dress, at an AIDS Foundation Academy Awards party. Here's what this vulgarian said, quote, "The last time a German looked this hot was when they were pushing Jews into the ovens," Rivers said of the German-born supermodel on Monday's episode of E's Fashion Police. So I want you to now play the old hag vulgarian Joan Rivers saying that.
"Well, the hot blonde with the Aztec ass cheeks is Heidi Klum."
Oh. Wow. Go Heidi.
"Guess who's single again?"
Yeah, exactly.
"Oh, my God. The last time a German looked this hot was when they were pushing Jews into the ovens. And it's just..."
That's funny. Isn't that funny? That's funny. How about a North Korean joke? How about a North Korean joke about eating live South Koreans? Would that go over well? See, but the Jews have no representation, so they'll take anything. How about a joke about Muslims? That didn't come out of a filthy gutter rap, that yap of hers. Self-hating Jewish vulgarian queen brings down the house. So now let me ask you, why do you think open anti-Semitism, but not anti-Muslimism, has become acceptable in liberal circles? No one's calling on that. No, I don't understand it. I have a large audience. All right, so we'll move on to the next question. I could see already it's going to be a slog now through a Friday night slog. Which of my two novels is superior, Abuse of Power or A Time for War, and why? Now, this will require those of you who bought both novels to call The Savage Nation. Which of the two novels is better, Abuse of Power or A Time for War, and why? And then give me your favorite passages. And if you wish, I'll read some of them. It's that simple. Is 855-400-7282. We have Pinocchio Obama. He cried wolf and he lost. He got found out. Who won the showdown, Pinocchio Obama or Boehner? Give Clink a hand. Boehner won. Clink won. He held the fort. He stayed in his foxhole. And Pinocchio Obama did not get what he wanted for literally the first time. This is Pinocchio Obama's worst week since he's been made dictator of America. This is Pinocchio Obama's worst week in over, what, 4.5 years now? I don't know how long we've been suffering under him. It seems like forever. His worst week in office. Nobody has seen this yet. He's had a very bad week. So there are two questions before you. Why do you think open anti-Semitism, i.e. Jew baiting, but not anti-Muslimism, has become acceptable in liberal circles? After all, the government's not launching drones at Jews. They're launching them at Muslim terrorists, but yet you never hear a word about not a Muslim joke. So why are they attacking Jews, especially Jews? Why? Now, the answer is simple, because those kind of Jews are not really Jews. A fundamentalist Christian is more Jewish than Joan Rivers. I'm saying to you, there's now become a fashion. I'm a person who sees trends faster than anybody. There's a trend now all of a sudden of a loosening of Jew baiting. And there's a trend of anti-Semitism coming out of Hollywood. Witness what went on at the Academy Awards. It was shocking. Shocking with the Ted joke, with him. I don't remember his name. I forget the actor, whatever. And now we have Joan Rivers, who is unto herself a bad stereotype, perhaps the worst ambassador in human history for a religion. Self-hating Jewish vulgarian queen brings down the house. So I'm asking you, why do you think open anti-Semitism, meaning anti-Judaism, Jews, but not anti-Muslimism, so to speak, has become acceptable in liberal circles? So let's play Joan Drivel.
"Well, the hot blonde with the Aztec ass cheeks is Heidi Klum."
Oh.
"Wow.
Go Heidi.
Guess who's single again?"
Yeah, exactly. "Oh, my God.
The last time a German looked this hot was when they were pushing Jews into the ovens. And it's just..."
That's funny. She could have worked, you know, before they... In Hitler's time, they would have used her to entertain the SS. The SS would have loved that one. They would have kept her alive like a Judenrat right to the end. As they were gassing children and old women, she would have been alive, the last one alive. The Gestapo would have loved her. I mean, she was the type that they kept alive right to the very end, the Judenrats, who were mainly lawyers, by the way. I don't know if you know that. One of these days, I'll give you a little real history of the Holocaust and who were the last to go into the ovens. They were the Judenrats who pushed the children and beat people up with wooden pipes, wooden rods, beat them for the Nazis. And they were mainly the lawyers from each town. Oh, yeah, that's how it is. I can't say they were Democrats, but I can tell you they were lawyers, just to give you reality. So I'm asking you some good questions here. If you're not interested, what do you want from me? I got the top hat on. I got the white cane out. It's Friday night. I'm giving you the best show I can. Like, everyone who listens with a brain is where are they? They went to the movies tonight? Is there something on television? What is it, the Arias trial? I don't tell me that Wahlbanger has a guest on that you're watching. I can't believe that. I mean, I've sliced Wahlbanger's ratings in half because it's so predictable. The Hey Abbott show is over. So people have tuned into Michael Savage, number one in male demos in New York on WABC. Now we find that I'm number one in Nashville. So, in other words, there is an audience. Where it is, I don't know tonight. I got like a medium. My call screener shows 6, 7, 8 tepid callers. Lights are on. If I don't see lights go on right away, I get a little Buddy Hackett-ish. I get a little angry at the audience. Then I get nervous. I want to give you a show, so there's no business like show business. And in order to have some show business, I need an audience that's semi-comatose here. You know, I don't mind comatose, but semi would be better.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, everybody. Ty Bollinger here. Once again, real life, real stories.
And he discovered Carnivora. Was so thrilled with the product that he shared it with his family and his friends and his patients. My dad was a family physician. He was a medical doctor.
Almost all the symptoms were either diminished or gone. Amazing product, amazing results.
Like an amazing thing, having such a profound change in how I feel and knowing that it was the carnivora that did it.
And a lot of patients got better, ranging from immune dysfunction to allergies and infection.
Here's the toll-free telephone number to call to access the Carnivora telecast at carnivora.com on Tuesday, March 12th, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Call 1-888-694-9666. That's 1-888-694-9666. Once again, 1-888-694-9666. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY to order now.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowkes, on Talk 560 KSFO. A registered sex offender is back behind bars for allegedly raping, killing, and then robbing his grandmother at her Stockton home. The killing happened 3 days after Jerome Davila was released from San Joaquin County Jail due to overcrowding. NBA Commissioner David Stern spoke in Oakland this evening and said Sacramento has a lot of work to do on his proposal if it hopes to prevent the team from moving to Seattle. And animal neglect charges could be filed against two Watsonville residents after authorities confiscated dozens of dogs who were found to be living in squalid conditions. Taking a look at the roadways, eastbound 92 before Edgewater, a new crash, it's off to the right side. We've got some debris southbound 101 at the toll plaza of the Golden Gate Bridge blocking the right lane, the right toll lane there. Look for a minor delay. And northbound 280, Guadalupe Parkway, one lane blocked there on the connector ramp because of an accident. I'm Dave Fowkes, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
Your favorite radio station really helps you out. It wakes you up in the morning, plays the music you love all day, and keeps you in touch with what's happening around you. Now, it just got better. Thanks to iHeartRadio, you can take your favorite station in your mobile device, including iPhone, iPad, Android, Windows Phone, and more. Download the free iHeartRadio app at iHeartRadio.com. Your favorite station with the music and personalities you love is always just a click away. Thanks to iHeartRadio.
Mattress Discounter's Serta and Posturepedic closeout sale is ending soon, but you still have time to save and a big selection to choose from. Get 50% off clearance mattress sets and save up to $400 on closeout sets from Serta Perfect Sleeper and Sealy Posturepedic. Of course, you always get free delivery and Mattress Discounter's lowest price or its free guarantee. Just look for the red tag and save. But Mattress Discounter's Serta and Posturepedic closeout sale is ending soon.
Mattress Discounters!
If you can't pay your taxes, you have valuable rights and options, but those rights and options also come with expiration dates, and it would be a tragedy if you missed them and had to pay taxes that you could have legally avoided. Let us exercise your rights for you. Let us represent you in getting the government to return money that they've seized or that you've given them if you legally qualify. Avoid the government seizing your or your spouse's income and assets or going to your customers demanding your money. Legally avoid paying at all, or just pay part of what you owe, or pay only in monthly installments if you qualify. We can represent you in a special government hearing or with the court if you exercise your rights, but only if you do so within the time prescribed by law. I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz with over 30 years of tax experience. Call me at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-888-TAX-DEAL. TAXDEAL, 888-TAX-DEAL.
Hi, Tom Baudette. Motel 6 is always thinking of ways to make it easier to book a clean, comfortable room for a great low rate. And this is the first test of our reservation by telepathy system, commencing now. Now. Wait a minute. Now. Well, you can still call 1-800-4-MOTEL-6, book online at motel6.com, or with our cool new app on your tablet or smartphone. I'm Tom Baudette for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
With over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands, like Fluke. Grainger has an enormous selection of Fluke testing tools, including the VTO2 visual thermometer, a breakthrough in temperature measurement, the brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. Buy your supplies smarter. Call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/Fluke today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
On the next morning show, wake up to totally irreverent political humor to get your Monday morning going with me, Brian Sussman, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
I'll be loving you eternally.
I picked these songs during the break. Why would I pick Jerry Vale? Why would I pick Jerry Vale out of my archives? You see, you have to understand the psychology of Michael Savage. Listen, just listen.
From the start,
it's like heavily produced, very 50s, Jerry Lewis, Brown's Hotel. You understand what I'm saying? Overly articulated women were crying in the audience. They were eating roast pork and garlic bread after the show. Up in Liberty, New York, got a heart attack at 39. They took him to Monticello Hospital. But here we are. And Florida is the sinkhole story. That's all people want to hear about. They want me to either talk about the broad who cut the throat, shot him and stabbed him in the back, or Florida sinkhole. And the man got sucked right to China or wherever they go. Remember when you were a kid, you were told if you dug, you come out in China? How stupid. Wow. Obama pardons more drug offenders than any president in decades. Gee, let's leave that one alone. Let's the headline again. Subject, Obama pardons more drug offenders than any president in decades. Okay, that's a topic we will leave alone. 855-400-7282 is the phone number. Should I talk about artisan cheese making? Would you rather I talk about that? How about artisan cheese making on a Friday night or something along that line? It's hard doing a show on a Friday night because everyone's like having a party. They're going somewhere. They brush their teeth. They put on their outfit for Friday night. They all pretend they're rich and famous. Why not? Why not? Why shouldn't they? People want to let go. They forget profit, gold, silver, platinum, jewelry. They put on the jewelry. They forget internet marketing strategies. They forget computers, Macintosh, intermediate Macintosh. Macintosh, it sounds like a dessert. I never had a Macintosh. I never liked it. It reminded me of a certain, halva. I somehow Macintosh and halva in my mind. I never wanted a Mac. No, I skipped right to what I'm using. Excel, expert, introduction to PowerPoint, intermediate Dreamweaver, C. I don't know these programs. How about cultural studies, California Indian Studies Certificate Program? Now I'm looking through a brochure from the local community college. It came in the mail this afternoon. I don't know. You know, I have a PhD and two master's degrees. I do respect education, but you know what these people study? International folk dance, Argentine tango, traditional Hawaiian dance. It's basically for people who are over the hill and have nothing to do looking for a date. Traditional samba. Oh, here's one, drama, stage, and screen. Voiceover is the big picture. That's for all of the people on government handouts here in Marin County. Financial planning, how to ask for money. Fundraising 101, that usually works. The guy's teaching that course or the woman how to ask for money. You know that if they knew how to do it, they wouldn't be teaching a course at a community college for $32 an hour. They'd be getting the money from, you know what I'm, oh, you know one of my favorite shows is Channel 57, 58? CNBC, American Greed. I love that show. I love watching the scam artists because you know they're going to get caught. It's like watching military history with the Nazis. The reason I like it is you know how it ends. They all wind up with the cities burnt to the ground and they're dead. But you like seeing them in the beginning in the beautiful boss outfits with their insanity. They're all drug addicts, making believe that they're cleaner than everyone else. Maniac drug addicts, sex maniacs, the Nazis, murdering people, strangling Jewish women to death in each town they went through in Russia, the regular Russia, German troops. But, you know, on the face of it, oh, clean and better than you. And she makes a joke about the Holocaust. Hands on mozzarella, hands on burrata, hands on fresh cheeses, ricotta, paneer, and mascarpone, artisan cheese making. And, I mean, look, someone, I respect it. Hygiene and food safety and cheese making, they ought to teach that one in Spanish. You know, lava los manos. I think that sign, like, died in California a while ago. Lavados los manos? I don't see that anymore. It's racist to tell them to wash their hands. History, the history of the Byzantine Empire. How about the history of the Obama Empire? The history of the Obama-Byzantine-Obama Empire. Here's one new. The history of captivating Paris. Oh, that's so bourgeois. You know how many times this last 3 weeks I've heard old men in Marin County in San Francisco sitting around tables talking about the upcoming trip to France or to Italy? It's nauseating. What in the world is exciting about going to France or Italy anymore? I went when I was young. I mean, what do you go there for? You sit with a French bread and a jug of wine and you look to, you know, meet a girl in 1969. Then what? What are you going there for that you can't have here? What is there? What in the world? What, sophisticated? What is sophisticated about France? Tell me. They speak French. That's exciting. A three-year-old speaks French in France. What, because they have a certain kind of sound to it? Everyone, I don't know. All these libs, they can't wait to go to France. Oh, yes, we're going to go to France. Oh, well, they're taking the train. Oh, God. It's like seeing France in an air-conditioned Chrysler, for God's sakes. I remember when I was a kid in college, in Queens College, we used to talk about going to Europe. It was still a big deal. Big trip to Europe. Remember Kerouac's novel or essay, Big Trip to Europe, because it was still exciting. It was, believe it or not, 57, 58, 59, it was still exciting to go to Europe. It was a big trip. And so I couldn't wait to get over there. We went by troop ship. We partied all night. I told you the story of the motor vessel Waterman, right? But it was exciting for a young guy in those days, to be honest with you. It really was. You know, the grammar book from college, you remembered some of the grammatical phrases, and it was really exciting. Beefsteak, you know, they say beefsteak, you know, when you ordered. You thought you were so smart to be able to order, like, in a cafeteria. I'll have the bread and the steak. Or whatever. But we used to joke with each other where one of my friends, I don't know where he is today. I hope he's still living. He was a nice kid, but we lost touch at age 18, which was a long time ago. His older brother tried to beat me up because I ridiculed him once because I called him. I said he looked like a panda. I had a friend who looked like a panda. There were guys. You know what I loved about my day is that people looked different. They didn't all look the same. Do you understand what I'm saying? This guy was tall and had very bushy eyebrows and very bushy hair, and he looked like a panda, so we used to call him the panda. But he had a mean SOB for a brother. Came around like from he worked in the garment center, a real animal, a lowlife. You know who works in the garment center, especially in those days, the worst, the lowest of that class and kin. The people the lowest in the kin and kith went into the garment center. The higher class people went into, like, medicine, law, you know, dentistry, whatever they could get into. Talk radio. So, his kid brother comes down from the garment center, mean, looked like Max Bear. He also looked like a panda, but a mad panda, like a mad, angry panda. And he threatened everyone in the crowd, you call my brother a panda again, I'll kick you. You know what I'm saying? So he never called him panda, but we never talked to him again because the reason we liked him is because he looked like a panda. Everyone had a place. There was another friend of mine who looked like a fish, like an angel fish. You ever remember those people who had skinny faces, like from the front? Shocking. From the side, they were normal. But from the front, we were like talking to an angelfish. Like, where did those people go? How did everyone wind up, like, homogenized in America? There were angelfish. There were pandas. You know what I'm saying? So the panda said, he was funny in his own way. He used to try to do, like, Lenny Bruce shtick. So he used to do funny backstep jokes. And he would say, well, he says, yeah, I want to get to Europe this summer. He said, before I'm an old man, meaning 40, And I have to see Europe in an air-conditioned Chrysler, which was funny. I think he got it from, like, Kerouac, seeing America, you know, like the Plymouth thing. It was funny, you know, when you're young. I'm just remembering a lot of this stuff. It was kind of, you know, very humorous to me. Is anyone caught? Yeah, the lines are jammed out. Do you remember the questions anymore? Why do you think open, naked anti-Semitism, meaning anti-Jewishism, or Jew-baiting, has become acceptable in liberal circles? Witness the Academy Awards with Ted and that actor whose name I forget, who I'll never see another one of his movies, and Joan Drivel, who now made a Holocaust joke. Not a caller on that. Zero. No, I got lots of callers on that. Which of my two novels is superior, Abuse of Power or Time for War? Not one caller tonight bought either of the books. They don't know. Tonight I got the people who don't read. And three, I used the phrase Pinocchio Obama for the first time. Lucky for you, Clarabelle's not on in the morning. He's got to wait till Monday to steal it. I almost said Hannibal. I almost called him Hannibal. Clarabelle's not on till Monday morning. It was sent to him by text message. So I'm having a good time. I hope you are. Did you get my Jerry Vale shtick? You see, I'm very subject to responding to music. My producer put together all my rock and roll music by title, by artist, and then he gave me cultural music. So it's all my music. So I was looking through what I wanted, talking about Joan Drivel, and it was Vale, Jerry Vale. Oh, here's one I want, Mr. Sandman by the Cordettes. It'll trigger something else, some more stories. That's all I want is stories. They don't want my intelligence. They want stories. I'll tell stories. I don't care. This was sweet. This is a sweet song in my day.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream.
Boom, 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 boom.
Make him the cutest that I've ever seen.
Bum, 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 bum. If ever there was a drag show in the White House, this should be the theme song. Not like a joke, like a roast. Where the guy who said he also was threatened by the White House. If Lanny Davis were to dress in drag for a you know, one of those shows, like a joke, this is the song I'd have playing behind them. Why is that funny and you're not laughing? I see people grim in the world. They laugh at nothing. But Sinkholes got you down. All right, turn it off already. Here's another one I want to hear. Ricky Nelson we haven't played in a while. Where's Ricky? No Jimi Hendrix. I don't want to get into that stupid. All right, Perry Como is also on the soft order. I got the lines jammed out now. See, I got you laughing. I'll give you the number, 855-400-7282. I don't know. The callers are not like, I can't feel grip. All right, here we go. Jackie on KSFO, we'll try her. Otherwise, I'll take no callers tonight. Jackie on KSFO, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Thank you, Michael. I hadn't heard the Joan Rivers comment until you played it, and I almost came out of my skin. And
good. So you understand how disgusting and revolting it was.
I wanted to run around to do something to stop that idiot woman.
Yeah, well, that's right. That's the correct reaction. It would be like a black so-called comedian making a joke about slavery and slaves. Who would do such a thing? Nobody. Nobody would do such a thing. Nobody's ever done that. And so for her to do it is beyond the beyond. This is beyond the Ken.
What I wanted to say, I got the thought when you asked your question about why do liberal Jews, you know, laugh at stuff like that, whatever. I'm paraphrasing you, obviously.
No, it's okay. I said, why do you think open anti-Semitism has become acceptable in certain liberal circles? Okay. More or less the same question. So what's your answer?
To services, I'm Jewish, and in liberal congregations where I thought I would throw up, because they're all sitting there talking about, let's support the Palestinians, the poor Palestinians. Oh, that's it. Yeah. They're,
suicide, right. Suicide mission.
Themselves Jews.
Right. Everyone but the Jews, right. Everyone but the Jews is their friend.
That's right.
Did you hear my line, which is that a fundamentalist Christian is more Jewish than Joan Rivers?
You're right.
A fundamentalist Christian is more Jewish than those liberal Jews that you listen to in the synagogue, in my opinion.
Go. I couldn't go anymore. I can't abide.
No, you can't go. That's right. You walk out and you never go back.
Right.
That's right. That's right. See, that's not Judaism, supporting the PLO, supporting Hamas. This is suicide. These are the people who went willingly into the ovens. You understand that in your guts, right, Jackie?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. You feel it in your heart that these are the appeasing types that willingly went into the ovens. And you can't let that feeling ever enter your mind. Never.
You know,
never. Be a fighter your whole life, Jackie.
That's right.
So for Joan Rivers now suddenly to tell jokes that would have made Goebbels laugh along with the Gestapo and the SS at a party, you know, before they're gassing people, is unbelievable to me.
And there were people in the audience laughing.
Oh, of course.
Should have been throwing rocks.
Well, did you hear the laughter at the Academy Awards when they were doing the anti-Semitic joke? I bet you didn't hear that either. Did you hear that on my show? I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
You know, it's that time again. Once a year, every year for the last decade, I sit down with author and Swiss America chairman Craig Smith, my friend, to discuss the true state of the U.S. economy and what to expect ahead. Craig and I have been right on the money every year like clockwork. This year, Craig turned up the burner and has boiled down the most critical news and financial trends into the simple truth. Swiss America is offering this confidential interview we recorded. It's free. Free to my listeners on compact disc or downloadable MP3 by simply calling 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN for free. Today, our great nation hangs in the balance. We're on the verge of becoming a perpetual welfare state. Call now for your free copy of the Savage Simple Truth CD and Craig's 31st anniversary newsletter, both free. No one hearing my voice now will be able to say we did not warn you. So call 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN right now for the Savage Simple Truth. Call 800-289-2646. Be prepared.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Julian with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Only America's largest gives you the reliability of the Safe Light Advantage. It's what makes us different. With over 5,000 mobile glass shops in all 50 states, so we're always nearby. And the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Make the safe choice.
Just ask your insurance company for SafeLight or call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
Are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats? How about fatigue, nausea, low libido, and fat storage? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. Ambrin restores hormonal balance in women over 40, so the extra pounds fall away and the other symptoms simply disappear. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-922-2890. That's 1-800-922-2890.
How's your New Year's exercise program going? Are you keeping your fitness resolution with an exercise DVD on your living room carpet? How does your carpet look? Can you see what winter has done to your carpet? Do you know what creepy things are living in those fibers? So how do you extract those dust mites and the winter grime from your home? It's time for the fresh, clean smell of spring. Now, traditionally, this may have taken soap and chemicals to be effective, but now there's a way to sanitize and clean your carpet without soap or harmful chemicals. The professionals at Zero Res use empowered alkaline water. It's green, your carpets will feel soft, smell fresh, and look bright again. Get the winter crud out of your house with Zero Res. Everyone says use Zero Res. Call today and get 3 rooms spa treated and sanitized for $119. Call 877-321-0739 or book online at ZeroBayArea.com. Everyone says use Zero Res.
City Arms is the Bay Area's premier firearms retailer with 2 locations in Pacifica and their newest location in Pleasant Hill. Brian Sussman here, and for years, City Arms has been my Second Amendment dealer of choice. They offer the Bay Area a huge selection of firearms, ammunition, knives, and other related accessories. City Arms' knowledgeable staff takes pride in customer satisfaction. Not only will you find the best selection, you'll find very reasonable prices. Whether you're a sports shooter, hunter, avid competitive shooter, collector, or you're just interested in personal protection and home defense, in these challenging times, City Arms is here to help. And by the way, if they don't have it in stock, they'll do their best to find it. City Arms, with 2 Bay Area locations, 90 Eureka Square in Pacifica, and their newest location, 60 Golf Club Road in Pleasant Hill. See them on the web at city-arms.com. That's City Arms. Preserving America's future by upholding past tradition.
Rackspace just open sourced the cloud and opened up a whole new world of possibilities. A world where you can move your apps and data wherever and whenever you want. With the Rackspace Open Cloud powered by OpenStack, you're free to run your cloud anywhere, in your data center, with Rackspace, or with any other OpenStack provider. You're no longer locked into the pricing, service limitations, or pace of innovation of any one vendor. Now, we all have a choice. With Rackspace, we're with you every step of the way, ready to help you design, build, and run your open cloud today. Rackspace delivers open cloud technologies and services that power over 200,000 businesses worldwide. Join the movement. Download the open cloud for free at Rackspace.com. Rackspace, the open cloud company.
On the next morning show, wake up to totally irreverent political humor to get your Monday morning going with me, Brian Sussman, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
Bad klezmer music symbolizes the weakling Jew. It symbolizes the Woody Allen slice of Judaism, which, of course, is the only type of Jew ever allowed to be shown by the American media. Everything's a stereotype in this country. In other words, the black rapper is usually the only black that's allowed to be shown, or the black athlete. You never see a black surgeon. The Sopranos are the Italians in America. You're only allowed to see a gangster, to the stereotypical mindset of the sewer pipe, the sewer pipers of Hollywood. We got political callers, plenty of political callers, but I don't know. I'm not going to do what everyone does. Pinocchio Obama is enough for you tonight. You got that to take home. You had Malbama, which is all over the internet, Obama all over the internet. Now you have Pinocchio Obama. It's already been circulating because he got caught lying. Even the respectable liberal reporters are saying, no, he lied. I saw it in the Washington Post, New York Times, wherever you turn now. The disrespectable media like the San Francisco Chronicle and the other lesser papers that are losing $1 million a day or $1 million a week, whatever it is, they're not reporting that he's Pinocchio, that he said the world would collapse. You know, you have clip 15, play 15 for a minute. I'll cut it off in the middle, right?
Tens of thousands of parents will have to scramble to find child care for their kids. Hundreds of thousands of Americans will lose access to primary care and preventive care, like flu vaccinations and cancer screenings.
Somewhere between signing off on an idea and complete denial of it, there is another world.
Congress might allow a series of immediate, painful, arbitrary budget cuts to take place.
Yeah, well, okay, it didn't happen, in other words. The Republicans didn't blink. They went home. They're having a party. He lost. He had the worst week of his presidency. That's all. The sequester. They came up with a word that no one even understood what it meant. They didn't know. The average person, you think they know what sequester meant? It was like they scratched their head. They can't even use a real word about it. The sequester. Sequester. So people try to like put a sequester. Yeah, I kind of understand. What does it mean? Like sequester. If we don't tax people, why do they call it sequester? What he's saying is unless you can tax people again, the world will collapse. And the Republicans said, take a walk. It's over. You finished taxing. Now cut something. That's all. Did you hear? So the other question is, I don't want to bring up should priests be allowed to marry again. That was a great show. So I have some questions for you. So why do you think suddenly making jokes about Jews is suddenly acceptable amongst libs? Conservatives wouldn't do that, you have to understand. And as I said, a fundamentalist Christian is more Jewish than a liberal Jew, in my estimation, in that they believe in the Bible, they believe in God, and they support Israel. So therefore, by definition, a fundamentalist Christian is more Jewish than liberal Jews in America, who generally don't believe in God, number one, despise Israel, number two, and vote always against their own self-interest and self-survival. So the question is, why do you, and I asked it, and I got some good callers on the Savage Nation. Which of my two novels is superior, Abuse of Power, Time for War? No one called on that. I figured it's not to promote a book. It's interesting. I would have read some chapters about From the Restaurant, From the Street Scenes in North Beach, Chinatown, but no one called. I don't think anyone listening tonight reads. Tonight is not my the reading crowd. Tonight is the listening and the calling crowd. Readers are not out. Where are the reading members of the Savage Nation tonight? And I could talk about all of these very heavy topics, but I know most of you are either on the way home from work or you're already home from work, but the operational word is work. And what you need is a little relief from that stress of work, along with the news, views, and reviews that I'm famous for. But I'm not going to rant about Rand. It's enough already. Did a good job. Wonderful. McCain is a schmuck. He always was. He should be selling Buicks in Mongolia, as I said during the campaign. What else is new? I told you Lindsey Graham is nothing but a fraud. I told you that 3 years ago. He's a trial lawyer, faker from the top to the bottom. What else is new? Another lawyer? You expect to have faith in Lindsey Graham? What do you expect from a lawyer in Congress?